This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Kids across the snowy Northeast have a lot of time to work on their costumes today. A lot of schools closed as a lot of people remain in the dark.
I don't think in October we're really supposed to have these bad of storms.
Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley, live here in New York.
Dave, the East Coast from Maine down south to Maryland endured heavy, wet, soggy snow this weekend. One of the earliest snowstorms on record here in the Northeast.
This is a total shock, and the devastation around. It's crazy.
Thousands of school children have a snow day on Halloween today as the storm disrupted power for about 3 million homes and businesses and dangerously snapped heavy tree limbs. The storm was blamed for 12 deaths with states of emergency declared in several areas. Dave?
Courtney, fearing a blown up grain elevator could collapse, rescuers still can't go in to try to find three people still missing and feared dead.
For the most part, it appears that we're in a recovery mode at this point, and we are trying to keep our folks as safe as possible.
Atchison, Kansas, city manager Trey Cocking, three others were killed in Saturday's explosion. NATO warplanes will stop patrolling over Libya by midnight. They stopped bombing after Gaddafi was killed. Herman Cain still riding high in the presidential polls, but the Republican frontrunner faces new questions about his past. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Dave, the questions about his time as head of the National Restaurant Association posed by Fox's Geraldo Rivera to Cain campaign spokesman J.D. Gordon.
Are you denying that there was a cash settlement to two female employees of the National Restaurant Association, yes or no?
I would say you'd have to get that from the National Restaurant Association.
Gordon refused to explicitly deny the report from the website Politico.
You know, it's a prominent conservative leader. It's just targeted by liberals simply because they disagree with his politics.
And later, Gordon told the AP, to his knowledge, these are baseless allegations, and it's not an accurate story, Dave.
Rich, President Obama will sign another executive order today, one in a series, this one directing the FDA to do more to prevent drug shortages. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
A sage business knows cash flow makes dreams grow.
Cash flow is everything. It keeps the doors open and the dream alive. And our dream is to keep growing.
A sage business knows how to track cash flow and fund its growth by integrating Sage Financial Software with Sage Connected Services for payment processing.
We accept payments online and connect the data to our Sage Financial System so we always know where we stand.
Make your business life easier. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business sage.
Our news and your comments. WTAW.com gives you a chance to talk back. Click over and let us know. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Can I ask you a question? Do you like water? Do you like how it just flows out of the faucet whenever you want? I do. I love to drink water and swim in it. Oh, and fill up the tub for a nice long soak with Mr. Ducky. I mean, if you're into that kind of thing. Anyway, the Texas population keeps growing, but our water supply hasn't. Unless we vote for Proposition 2, we won't have enough clean water. Water mains will keep failing, treatment plants will be overwhelmed, and then, well, you don't want to know the and then. Proposition 2 saves taxpayer dollars on water projects we need and are going to pay for anyway. Vote for Proposition 2 to make sure we have enough clean water for all Texans.
Yes, you too, Mr. Ducky. Paddling a little hard out to get all the way across the bathtub to the pole.
Vote for Proposition 2 on November 8th to save taxpayer dollars on water projects in the Bryan College Station area. Paid political ad by the Texas Association of Realtors Issues Mobilization Political Action Committee. Learn more at texasrealestate.com.
For State Representative District 14, Rebecca Bainick, recognized across Texas and the nation as a proven business leader. Rebecca Bainick built her successful company from the ground up. She's created hundreds of jobs and new opportunities for Brazos County and has a proven business record and leadership skills we need in the Texas House. Rebecca Bainick's an Aggie wife, twice an Aggie mom. Her dad's an A&M professor and a member of a faculty senate. Rebecca Bainick. She'll take our Brazos County values to the Texas legislature.
I'm Rebecca Bainick. Fred Brown and Steve Ogden are leaving some big shoes to fill in the Texas legislature. I'm ready to be a strong conservative voice for Brazos County and for Texas A&M.
Let's send a proven conservative business leader to Austin. Rebecca Bainick for state representative. Political ad paid for by Texans for Rebecca Bainick. Larry Marriott Treasurer, TexansForRebecca.com.
Earbuds. That's why the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry is available with the Entune multimedia system and the iHeart Radio app, giving you flavors of radio from around the country. Fudge banana, fruity rainbow sherbet, no problem. The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? To learn more, visit toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Entune for details.
The latest 4G smartphones from the nation's top carriers are now conveniently located under one roof, and that roof belongs to Walmart, except during the holidays when they lease the roof to some reindeer. Get the Samsung Stratosphere for Verizon, the HTC Sensation for T-Mobile, and the Samsung Galaxy S2 for AT&T, starting at just $23.33. So for the latest 4G smartphones, come to Walmart. And while you're in the parking lot, check out their roof. It's really cool. Save money, live better. Walmart. Offer with 2-year new agreement or qualified 2-year extension may be available on select plans. Data plan required. Brand and assortment availability varies by location.
WTAW News Time, 6:06, 50 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the upper 70s. Should continue to be very nice weather. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Just Brakes. At Just Brakes, they really do care. Brian Mayor Jason Byinski says there's misinformation regarding the city's special election questions related to selling the municipal golf course and purchasing Briarcrest Country Club. Responding to a statement made on WTAW by Councilman Mike Sutherland, Byinski says the city attorney's office is not sitting on a contract to sell the municipal course.
There's no sweetheart deals done under the table, anything of any sort. It's a parkland. It'd have to be publicly bid by law.
Byinski says if the municipal golf course is sold, that money has to go into new and existing parks.
You have my word as the mayor of Bryan. I've talked to the city manager, Keene Register. We've had this conversation. Another false rumor out there is that we're going to reduce the O&M budget of the Parks and Recreation Department, and we're going to take whatever money we receive from the municipal sale, and we're going to just put it into, you know, economic development projects or roads and sewers. By law, it has to go back into parks and recreational functions.
More information from the city of Bryan can be found on our website with this story at WTAW.com. A few Texas A&M employees got an early start to the weekend thanks to the report of smoke inside the administration building. Bart Humphreys of the College Station Fire Department says they were notified Friday afternoon just before 4.
The building had been evacuated, and we did see some smoke and a burning smell on the second and third floor. We checked, I guess you could say, all the usual suspects: mechanical rooms, heating units, light ballasts, elevator equipment, and didn't find a source.
After finding nothing, following a search of 1.5 hours, Humphrey says control of the building was returned to university officials. The Political Action Committee for the Texas Association of Realtors has paid for a survey of the House District 14 special election. Basilis and Associates of Austin last Sunday contacted 330 likely voters in the special election to fill the vacancy left by the retirement of Fred Brown. With a margin of error of plus or minus 5.4%, 35% of those surveyed indicated they would vote for Bob Yancey, 26% for Judy Leonis, 15% for John Rainey, 14% for Rebecca Bainick, and 10% were either undecided or refused to disclose their choice. The survey also included results of asking about the candidate's name, awareness, and image. You can read the survey results online at WTAW.com. A former College Station city councilman is throwing his hat in the ring for the second Brazos County seat in the Texas House. Chris Scotty has filed as a Republican for the proposed House District 12, stretching from Brazos County in the south to McLennan County in the north. So far, Scotty is the first candidate to officially file for the seat. The district is in a degree of limbo right now because of the legal challenge to the Texas redistricting maps approved during the last legislative session. Minority groups contend the maps make it more difficult for them to elect the candidate of their choosing. It may be Halloween, but Bryan police say it's the season for an increase in vehicle burglaries.
This is typical. As we get closer to the holidays, you'll start to see some more of these. But what we're noticing a lot of is people just failing to do the simplest little things to help prevent them from being a victim of that crime. Simple as locking your car doors. We're seeing a lot of burglary of motor vehicles of unsecure vehicles. That means people are just going by and pulling on the handle and then digging around in there.
Bryan detectives say many victims didn't follow the simplest suggestions of hiding valuables and locking their vehicles. And after more than 27 years, the numbers include 168,000 cups of hot chocolate and 314,000 cookies. Those are among the historical statistics kept by those running the City of College Station's Holiday Lights in Central Park. This year, the venue moves to Wolfpen Creek and is renamed Christmas at the Creek. Park Supervisor Scott Hook says there will continue to be a holiday presence at Central Park.
It's a little exposure from the bypass area. Give people an opportunity to make a loop and see both of the parks that are lit up. This will give our public that's used to beating Christmas in the park over at Central an opportunity to maybe enjoy a little peaceful side of it. You want to take the kids, you want to drive through and see this, an opportunity to go reflect, you know, on some of the displays and stuff that we have, but at a little smaller scale.
Hook says the Tower of Power display will be located near the Central Park ball fields. The park office will be decorated, and lights will also be installed along Krennic Tap Road. Information about the new features at Wolfpen Creek are available on our website with this story. Just go to WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:11, 50 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Just Breaks. More news coming up at 6:30. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And now, an important announcement for Subway $5 footlong fans.
October is now Anytober. Every delicious day, all month long, absolutely any regular footlong is a $5 footlong. That's right, we're talking any regular footlong. Get the mouth-watering turkey breast, just $5. The classic steak and cheese, $5 only. Even the delicious chicken and bacon ranch and the zestacular Italian BMT are $5 footlongs. Any of your favorites, starting at 7 a.m., meaning even breakfast footlongs are $5 footlongs, like the savory steak, egg, and cheese. Think that sounds good? Let's hear it.
Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax are applicable. Exclude premium sandwiches. Additional charge for extras. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
6:12. It's time for the weather. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Here are the numbers.
Your South Central Texas forecast. High pressure continues to control the weather pattern, and that'll keep us in some nice weather for this evening with clear skies.
Yeah, okay,
lows
great.
In the mid-40s.
Yeah, right. Okay. Your South Central weather forecast. And it happens to be yesterday, so that's cool. Let's do this. I'll just go here and read it for you. All right, here we go. 78 for a high temperature today, and winds will be out of the west, and then tonight they'll be out of the south. 51 for a low temperature tonight. We're going to get to probably 80 degrees on Tuesday and Wednesday. Lows at night, all right, 58 and 43. Got this change, though, on Thursday. Our high's only going to be 66, and then a low temperature Thursday night of 39 degrees. And Friday, 68, and for all you folks who are still going to be playing Friday night football, 45 degrees on Friday night, so another nice night there.
There's still 1 week left in the
regular
season.
Oh, that's right, there isn't there.
Yeah, that's true.
50 right now, and that's the weather.
There you go. Coming up in sports, we got a lot to review. Of course, the disappointment from Saturday as the Aggies dropped their third game of the season and another halftime lead get away. We'll talk about that. The BCS standings have LSU and Alabama on top, but something's got to give this Saturday in Tuscaloosa. We'll talk about that too and more coming up in sports.
Can we just not do sports today?
Yeah, you know, it really... You know, the Texans won.
Play the sponsor and you know.
Yeah.
We can have some extra time to be pithy.
Cowboys didn't score, didn't get beaten by enough last night.
Yeah,
but, you know.
Yeah. The Texans won. Yeah.
The Cowboys did actually score, though. I saw that.
Yeah, you know, I did. I woke up this morning and saw some points for them.
Yeah, well, you know, that's good for them. And if you're Wisconsin, are you just going, come on, would you just let us win one? Man. Thought they had that one under control. And
let's see. One like the week before, though. I
mean, Let's see. And then let's see. We go. Who's Oklahoma play this? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they play at Texas A&M.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Home.
It's on the road for them, isn't it?
Remember what happened the last time? Remember what happened the last time A&M went to Norman after beating Oklahoma in College Station?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, was it? Yeah. That was that big score versus the little score?
Yeah.
But what about, I mean,
the
you know,
two teams combined for 77 points that day.
They did. You know, that's a.
That's right.
That sounds like something AC would say.
And I used to say.
Yeah.
But what, I mean, since you guys are talking about it, and then we'll quit, but.
We'll have to talk about it again.
Has
next
a football
hour.
Team ever beaten the first place team on the road 1 week and then lost to the last place team at home the next week?
Are you talking about Tech?
Yeah.
One of the footnotes to Texas Tech that I saw this week was that I want to say they're only the third team, perhaps in the entire time that they've kept the poll, that they've gone from receiving no votes 1 week to being in the poll the next week to receiving no votes the next week.
So they're making history out on the plains.
There's your footnote, Tubbs.
Be a flash in the pan.
I watched the end of that game, and darn near literally, the only person left on the student side at the end of that game was the band.
Yeah. I happened to tune in. Seriously. I think.
Figured, I thought you were going to say the only person left in the stands was Tuberville's wife.
I don't know what it was, but yeah, same thing. I tuned over just as Iowa State was about to kick off from their last touchdown. I'm going, What? Look at this. There's not anybody there.
Yeah. What's the deal? Yeah. Oh, there's the score.
They could have finished that game in Littlefield, for crying out loud.
It looked like Royal Memorial Stadium when Texas is behind. Yeah. All right. A man tried the natural. No. We'll do this one later. Okay. A 92-year-old British woman. 92-year-old British woman.
I love them when they start like this.
Told she couldn't buy alcohol because she couldn't prove she was over 18. Diane Taylor.
She must be looking good.
She's a great-grandma. Unable to provide a photo ID while trying to purchase some alcohol for her son.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Her son, who is
where,
what?
Where is he?
Is her son 17?
I don't know. Mama, I know you stop bourbon. And so the girl behind the counter goes, yeah, I don't think so. Yeah.
I guess it's in England. They wouldn't have talked that way.
I don't want to get fired.
That's 92 years old.
Sorry, madam. It's still policy.
Yes. I used to have a fake ID that showed I was 70, but I lost it.
Yeah, really.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of information. The perfect situation. We're gonna have a good time. And whether you drove down the street just to get here, took a train, a plane, a bus, you're gonna find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's gonna be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're gonna have a great time today.
Government is broken. How do we fix it? Send an Aggie to get the job done. Bob Yancey, a job-creating business owner and decorated Air Force veteran, Bob Yancey graduated from Texas A&M with a dream to succeed. Bob Yancey did. A devoted family man and Christian conservative, Bob Yancey founded a local business that uses free market competition to reduce healthcare costs while increasing the quality of care. Bob Yancey wants to apply his proven business skills to government because lower taxes, less spending, and fewer regulations mean more jobs. And Bob Yancey believes Texans should run Texas. That's why he'll stand up to Obama and the Washington liberals. Bob Yancey is endorsed by former Republican Party of Texas Chairman Kathy Adams and by Roger Lewis and David Kent, who led the Republican Party of Brazos County for more than 20 years. The conservative Republican choice for state representative, Bob Yancey.
Political ad paid for by the Bob Yancey campaign.
Hey, 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Mm-hmm. It is Halloween. It's October the 31st. Let's see who has Halloween birthdays.
Oh, boy.
Besides Billy Pickard, we need to wish a happy birthday.
I saw him Saturday.
Well, yeah, so about 86,000 others if they were looking close enough. Anyway, Billy's birthday is every year falls on Halloween. How about that? So,
wow, what are the chances of that happening?
Happy birthday to Billy. Along with actress Lee Grant, turns 84 years old today. Dan Rather's birthday is today.
So really?
They're out of school at Sam Houston. You didn't know that? No. It's an annual birthday. Yeah, it's an annual holiday there.
Yeah, they go clean his statue, don't they?
Yeah, they just got to rub his boot, you know, until it shines. Yeah. He's 80. Rather's 80 years old today. How about that? Yeah. Folk singer Tom Paxton turned 74 years old. Actress Sally Kirkland is 70 years old. Winchester from MASH, David Ogden Stiers, the actor, turned 69 years old today. And Deidre Hall from Days of Our Lives is 63. Jane Pauley, NBC anchorwoman, is 61 years old.
This says Jane Pauley Trudeau.
I never heard it phrased that way.
Nor have I.
Before. So, Peter Jackson, the director, Lord of the Rings guy, 50 years old. Dermot Mulroney, the actor, is 48. You know him if you saw him. Country singer Daryl Worley is 47 years old. And actor Rob Schneider from Saturday Night Live. Now he does bad movies. Is 47 years old. Today, and let me see, that's on my list A. List B, Michael Collins, the guy that looked down and said, I want to be on the moon too, is
I'll swing back by and pick you boys up.
Got to stop off for burgers. I'll be back when I can.
I think when the hatch opened up, he's like, I don't want to hear anything.
Don't want to hear anything that starts with, you wouldn't believe what I saw.
Yeah. That's right.
Or maybe his last words were, I hope there is a monster down there.
Or they got back in and they started going, all this dust is on my boots.
Boots look good, Michael.
Yeah, right.
Your uniform sure is clean there, Mikey.
Didn't get in the game, huh?
Huh?
Yeah.
Always a bridesmaid.
Poor Michael. He's 81 years old.
What do I ever do to you?
That'll teach you to make the guy at NASA mad.
Yeah. He's 81 years old.
All right, good.
There you go. That's what I got.
That's it? Oh, we got...
What else you got?
Piper Perabo. Yeah, him too.
It's her.
I know.
Piper Perabo? Yeah. I've never heard of her.
Yeah. What'd she do?
She was a skier.
Oh, that's right. She's 35 years old. And Eddie K. Thomas from American Pie, is that right? 31?
Sure.
And the director
and,
of...
And We're at Work.
Yeah. The director of...
You know, I don't name all of them, you know? Well, go ahead. I mean, you know, I could have thrown in Adam Horowitz here, of the Beastie Boys. Yeah. You know, if you're looking to fill time, I can.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so we continue down the path of just reckless, insane Democratic rhetoric. This case, Alan Grayson is back. Now, we've had the president saying Republicans want dirtier air, dirtier water. Joe Biden saying pass the president's stimulus or more women will get raped. People will get murdered. Now, here's Alan Grayson joining the choir.
No, I mean, for Paul Ryan or any Republican to talk about this, to talk about the president inciting the politics of division, is much like O.J. saying that he's going to devote his life to finding the real killer. They're the real killers.
But let us remember. Let's use language that they would be proud of. Oh, that's right. That was the president in Tucson, and he was excoriating Republicans. What a difference.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Radio stations are a bit like ice cream. A range of chocolatey, minty, pistachio-y flavors to tickle your earbuds. That's why the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry is available with the N-Tune multimedia system and the iHeart Radio app, giving you flavors of radio from around the country. Fudge banana, fruity rainbow sherbet, no problem. The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? To learn more, visit toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Entune for details.
The latest 4G smartphones from the nation's top carriers are now conveniently located under one roof. And that roof belongs to Walmart. Except during the holidays when they lease the roof to some reindeer. Get the Samsung Stratosphere for Verizon, the HTC Sensation for T-Mobile, and the Samsung Galaxy S2 for AT&T, starting at just $23.33. So for the latest 4G smartphones, come to Walmart. And while you're in the parking lot, check out their roof. It's really cool. Save money, live better. Walmart. Offer with 2-year new agreement or qualified 2-year extension may be available on select plans. Data plan required. Brand and assortment availability varies by location.
A bearish outlook. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger.
A new report from a Paris-based think tank could cause some concerns in the markets. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says the world's biggest economies are looking at two more years of weak growth and high unemployment. The OECD predicts the U.S. economy will grow 1.8% next year, 2.5% in 2013. Boeing is set to announce an agreement with Space Florida. The aerospace company will lease the hangar that once housed space shuttles. Boeing plans to use the hangar to build new spacecrafts to carry people and cargo. Boeing says the deal will create more than 500 jobs by 2015. Hardcore bargain hunters and insomniacs will be able to get an early jump on Black Friday shopping. Macy's is following Target's lead, announcing all of its stores will open at midnight the Friday after Thanksgiving. Stores will be open for 23 hours straight. Stock market futures are lower this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's 625. Going to be changing, so I mean, we're going to have to kind of keep up with it a little bit today. Boy, fortunately, we're not doing anything like those folks up in the Northeast. Though, have you seen that video? Wow, that is just, that's amazing. And talking to folks who are even from that part of the world going, yeah, we haven't seen much like that before. All right, here we go. 78 for a high temperature for us today. Low temperature tonight will probably be 51 or so. Then tomorrow and Wednesday, we'll be right at 80 degrees. Then on Wednesday night, we have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Most of that will be before about 1 in the morning, and the winds will be probably shifting around so that it will be a little bit cooler when you wake up on, because Wednesday night we're going to be down to 43. You wake up on Thursday, high will be only 66 and a low of 39. Friday looking at 68 and 45, and then Saturday of next week, this week, 76. So it's going to be warm, that cooler, and then start to warm up again. That's the kind of week we'll have. Right now, humidity is 80%, and we have fair skies and 50 degrees out there.
The calendar says it's fall, but regardless of the weather, hot, cold, or in between, Rattler's Convenience Stores always has great specials every month. This month, stop by and pick up any size cappuccino for only 89 cents. Grab an ice-cold 18-pack of Bud, Miller Lite, or Coors for only $13.99. And enjoy a hot dog and any size fountain drink for just $1.49. Rattlers, where you'll always find great specials, regardless of the weather. Rattlers, clean, friendly, Texan.
Ever notice as some women age, their faces look okay, but their neck gets wrinkly and saggy? Why is that? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
My name is Kelly, and I came back to Finesse Shampoo and Conditioner.
My name is Heather, and I came back.
My name is Jackie, and I came back.
I came back to Finesse for its amazing silk and soy complex
that always knows how to adjust to my hair.
For the perfect balance of cleansing and conditioning.
Without any buildup to weigh my hair down.
I came back to Finesse shampoos and conditioners.
Because they always give my hair what it needs.
Where it needs it, when it needs it.
So my hair simply looks great.
Every day.
We came back to Finesse. How about you?
Good news for anyone with a roofing problem. Because you could use a little. GAF Timberline Shingles have a lifetime limited warranty and are backed by GAF's advanced protection technology for long-term performance and wind resistance no matter where you live. They're North America's number one seller, and they're affordably priced at the Home Depot, just like everything else you'll need for an integrated watertight roofing system. GAF Shingles, quality you can trust. See limited warranty for complete coverage and restrictions.
Your grooming ritual is likely set in stone, and you probably don't think about it much, but you may be doing some things incorrectly. For instance, you should never brush wet hair.
because it can break. You can comb it. Doesn't mean you have to just let it dry into a natural rat's nest, but you should use a wide tooth comb.
Jody Rolina, senior editor for ShopSmart magazine, which has an article about beauty do's and don'ts in the new November issue.
What happens when your hair is wet, and if you've just come out of the shower, it's tangly, and you want to comb through it, but a brush, because the bristles are so close together, it can really yank on the hair and actually cause it to break.
Do you take care of your neck as well as you do your face? If not, your neck can age faster.
This is why sometimes you'll see older women who like to wear a scarf or maybe a turtleneck. Could possibly be because they didn't always take care of their neck. And so what the experts recommend is that you treat your neck just like your face. It has the same kind of thin skin, and it can get some of those same problems that your face can get.
And Jody says if you're still wearing lip liner, it's time to stop.
Lip liner used to be a big thing back in the 80s, and everybody had kind of a pencil around the outline of their lips, but it's really out. We talked to Carmondy, who is the makeup expert on the TLC show What Not to Wear. She just comes right out and says, hey, it looks fake, but it's the biggest beauty sin she sees.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
In the good old days, the local filling station, as we called it, was one of the town's gathering places, kind of like the barber shop. You went in, had some coffee while they filled up your car, washed your windshield, checked your tires and fluid levels, and talked about what was going on in the community. At SevCheck Service Center, you can still do that. SevCheck Service Center has been keeping cars and trucks running smoothly for over four decades. Open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6, SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
WTAW News Time, 6:30, 50 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the upper 70s. Should be very nice. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. Brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The dollars and cents of publicly owned golf courses is one of the considerations for Bryan voters in the upcoming elections. A binding question could give the city council authority to sell the municipal course, while an advisory committee would give the council direction on buying Briarcrest Country Club. Mayor Jason Byinski admits the city has not been turning a profit on the municipal course.
I'm not saying we should make money on it. It is a park, and people will advocate that, you know, our parks aren't money centers. But I think it's important that the people look at the financials and look at where we're at. I think we lost probably about $400,000 plus over the last 7 years.
Byinski also brought up the city revenue generated by the privately owned Briarcrest Country Club that would be lost if it's purchased by the city.
They pay good taxes. I think about $60,000 a year to the city of Bryan. Utilities are running probably in that $20,000, $30,000 a month range. So the city of Bryan does make money off of Briarcrest Country Club. They're a wonderful taxpayer to have.
You can go to our website, WTAW.com, and read more of the information provided by the city of Bryan. Smoke was seen and smelled Friday afternoon in the administration building at Texas A&M, but Bart Humphreys of the College Station Fire Department says they couldn't find the source after a search that lasted an hour and a half.
That happens sometimes in buildings of that size, and what we end up doing is turning the building over to the physical plant on campus and the Environmental Health and Safety Office, and let them continue to look and keep an eye on the building and call us if anything shows up.
The smoke and odor were detected on the second and third floors, leading to the fire call and an evacuation of the building. The day before the start of early voting, some 330 likely voters were asked about the special election to fill the Texas House seat vacated by Fred Brown. The survey, paid for by the Texas Association of Realtors Political Action Committee, was done by Basilis and Associates out of Austin. The survey included results of asking about the candidate's name, awareness, and image, as well as who they would vote for. 10% were either undecided or refused to disclose their choice. 14% chose Rebecca Bainick, 15% for John Rainey, 26% for Judy Leunis, and 35% for Bob Yancey. The survey has a margin of error of 5.4%. You can read the survey results online with this story at WTAW.com. With all the talk of the unexpired term to fill in the Texas House District 14 comes the first official filing for Texas House District 12. Former College Station City Councilman Chris Scotty has filed as a Republican for the 2012 race. District 12 isn't final yet because the redistricting map approved by the legislature earlier this year is being challenged by minority groups. The groups say the plan makes it more difficult for them to elect the candidate of their choosing. If District 12 stays intact, it will take up the rest of Brazos County, not in District 14. From there, District 12 stretches north to McLennan County. The closer it gets to the holidays, local law enforcement are responding to more vehicle burglaries. Officer John Agnew of the Bryan Police Department says their detectives are seeing the seasonal increase earlier than usual.
Come back from the weekend or after night and see things are tossed around in the car. Maybe nothing was taken, but they still feel victimized by it. And then little things like just not putting your iPod up or not putting your navigation system up. Just simple things like that. If you could remember to out of sight, put it out of sight, out of mind, it'll help those people from trying to shop in your vehicle as you pass by.
Agnew also says to lock your vehicles, which many recent burglary victims did not do. And the College Station City Council received an update at its last meeting about holiday lights in two locations. While the main venue will move to Wolfpin Creek this year, there will continue to be a presence in Central Park. Parks Supervisor Scott Hook says that includes familiar sites.
Along the Critic Tap entryway, we have 8 poles up there. We'll put the Christmas lights back on the street light poles so that you have the visibility to from the street coming in. Central Park's office, we plan on doing a traditional Christmas neighborhood decoration on it, the lights, the garlands, maybe a few decorations in the windows so that you can get out and stroll the park and see this. We have the area which where the Tower of Power, which has always been the big feature and one of the big lighting displays that you can see from all over as you go down the bypass. We will have that going up in the field adjacent to the ball fields, which will be viewed from the bypass.
Information about what's been named Christmas at the Creek is on our website with this story. Just go to WTAW.com. This move comes after 27 years at Central Park. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 50 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hello, I'm Amanda with Bailey Health and Wellness Center in Bryan, Texas. You've all heard that weight loss is about calories in and calories out. That's true, but incomplete. There are 3 barriers to permanent weight loss. Barriers that are stronger than diets, stronger than willpower, stronger than exercise programs, stronger than surgery. Fail to deal with these 3 barriers and you fail to lose weight and keep it off. No amount of boot camps, group meetings, diet pills, exercise, or surgery can break these 3 barriers. Dr. Bailey, chiropractor and metabolic makeover doctor, can help you identify, understand, and remove the 3 barriers to permanent weight loss without drugs or surgery. I've seen hundreds of people achieve safe, effective, and long-lasting weight loss, better sleep, better mood balance, and improved energy and stamina. Please call me for a free consultation at Bailey Health and Wellness Center at 822-2225. That's 822-2225. Call and ask for me, Amanda, and I'll help you set up your free consultation today.
For State Representative District 14, Rebecca Bainick. Recognized across Texas and the nation as a proven business leader, Rebecca Bainick built her successful company from the ground up. She's created hundreds of jobs and new opportunities for Brazos County and has a proven business record and leadership skills we need in a Texas house. Rebecca Bainick's an Aggie wife, twice an Aggie mom. Her dad's an A&M professor and a member of a faculty senate. Rebecca Bainick. She'll take our Brazos County values to the Texas legislature.
I'm Rebecca Bainick. Fred Brown and Steve Ogden are leaving some big shoes to fill in the Texas legislature. I'm ready to be a strong conservative voice for Brazos County and for Texas A&M.
Let's send a proven conservative business leader to Austin. Rebecca Bainick for state representative. Political ad paid for by Texans for Rebecca Bainick. Larry Marriott Treasurer, TexansForRebecca.com.
He's a man who's ethical. He's an attorney you can trust to be beside you every step of the legal process, from your free initial consultation through the best possible outcome for your case. You can count on him to fight for you skillfully and competently. He's available to his clients 24 hours a day by cell phone, email, and personal appointment. He's Jeff Paradowski, voted this year's best attorney and the best of the Brazos. Call the law offices of Jeff Paradowski, 774-2222.
Got some weather for you. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Halloween will likely be like the past couple of holidays across the region, sunny and dry. Temperatures, though, at least will be comfortable. We won't be suffering through any brutal heat. Highs today, 75 to 80. Tonight, it'll be clear. Lows will be 50 to 55. Sun for tomorrow, highs 75 to 80. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows will be 55 to 60. Bright sunshine in the forecast for the day Wednesday. Highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620
WTAW.
Well, since we talked to you last, of course, the Cardinals wrapped things up rather easily on Friday night to win the World Series after the big comeback win the night before. We'll hear the celebration that they've already had. The Cowboys lost, the Texans won, and, of course, the Aggies overtime loss to Missouri. We'll talk about that. And high school football, too. Brian and Rutter are going to finish their seasons this Friday, but Consol will move on to the playoffs. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
I don't know if it was on the Louie and Dusty thing, whatever that show is that they do after the game.
It'd be the texags.com postgame
show.
That's the
one.
That's right.
That somebody said, very nice.
I'm sure they thank you for listening.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I heard some
whatever
of it.
That thing is.
But what? But somebody, I think that's where it was, somebody called and went, "But do you realize that the people in Texas are just really angry at the people of Missouri right now?"
Yeah, I heard that.
Consider what they've done to us in the last 24 hours.
Oh, I tweeted Saturday. I said it's now up to the Aggies to defend the state of Texas's honor. So.
Yeah, that's right.
That was Saturday morning when I tweeted.
Yeah, I was going to say, how'd that work out? Yeah, how'd that work out? That's pretty nice.
Yeah, there you go.
So there.
Worst sports weekend ever.
Ever. Like, ever.
Worst ever.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You had the Vikings on Friday night, and... yeah, it was tough for you there, old Chaser.
You know, one of the things, though...
First world problems, I know.
The overnight ratings on the last game of the series was spectacular, though.
Yeah.
I mean, 23 million people watching this, and
which
is kind of neat because that runs counter to what we talked about. Okay, let me see. We've got St. Louis and Dallas-Fort Worth. And Dallas-Fort Worth is a fairly good-sized television market. But
after all the drama in Game 6, I think that built up to Game 7.
People came in. They found it. And that's kind of fun.
Well, it was a 2-2 ball game after, three or four innings. So I guess that was enough for it to get some ratings. Yeah. And then people tuned out.
Then the Rangers pitchers forgot how to throw strikes.
Yeah, they're going, never mind. I was watching for a little while. No reason to do that anymore.
It was as boring a game as the Thursday one was exciting. So.
Yeah, I think I looked one time, and it was 4-3, and then when I saw the final, I went, well, that didn't go well.
No, it wouldn't have been 4-3.
Okay, well, again, that's...
maybe 4-2.
I was at a function. Yeah, I was at a function. I was functioning,
right.
Yeah. Somebody, it was ABC yesterday, had Michelle Bachmann on. Can you imagine?
Really?
Hi, Ms. Bachmann. This is This Week with ABC. I'd like, yes, I can. Yes. Where do I need to be?
I'll be there 30 minutes early.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What do you want? You want my husband? Yeah. He's not doing anything. Yeah.
And the TV was on, and so I wasn't watching it, but it was Christiane Amanpour and talking to her and saying, so why are you still in the race? You know, basically, she's just going, you know, you have 7 people who voted for you. Why are you still in the race? You have 3% or whatever she had. And she said, we're focused on Iowa, we are on all states.
Because she won Iowa,
that's right.
I mean, she's the only person that's won anything. Yeah. Well, no, Kane won the Florida thing.
She said, we're not worried about day-to-day snapshots. Oh, yeah, okay, fine.
Sure you're not. But what about election day?
Well, if you'll recall, last week... she had to file her own papers herself for New Hampshire because she doesn't have a staff up there. But aside from that, everything's going just fine.
Yep.
And
she's not a dumb sounding woman, you know?
Oh no, she's not.
Really. You know, she's
she
puts her words together okay. So,
but that last debate, she pulled her hair back and looked like she'd gotten something off Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album cover to wear. I mean, she's wearing some military looking thing. double breasted gold buttons on all white. A little bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I guess you've heard the new stuff about Herman Cain. It'd be the sexual harassment stuff.
Oh, goodness. I hadn't heard that one.
Two women are accusing Herman Cain of inappropriate behavior. Politico reports the two women who worked for Cain while he was head of the National Restaurant Association back in the 1990s. National Restaurant Association, that's the other NRA.
Yeah.
Anyway... both women were uncomfortable, eventually signed agreements with the restaurant group to receive money and leave their jobs. In the contract, the women were reportedly prohibited from talking about why they left. While a Cain official...
So what are they doing now?
Well, yeah. And the thing is, it could be that somebody dug this up or, you know, slipped it under somebody's door to see the agreement. The women are not speaking about it. It's just there are sources that agree that this situation happened. Several sources confirm the claims. And, in fact, Herman Cain did tell one campaign staffer that that allegations of sexual harassment may come up during his campaign run. Interestingly enough, he was asked yesterday about it on CBS's Face the Nation, and he turned to the reporter, pretty much glared and said, "Have you ever been accused of sexual harassment?" End quote, which is an interesting comeback.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm not sure. I don't know. But, you know, we had a guy sitting in the Oval Office who
pretty much admitted it, misbehaved
some, too.
On company time.
Yes,
that's
as a matter of fact.
That's right. On company property, too. Yeah.
Anyhow. And once again, the Mark Block video that has been on YouTube comes up. And Bob Schieffer, who made it clear he was giving his opinion, being a former cancer survivor, asked Kane about it. Well, you know, Kane is a cancer survivor as well.
Right.
He apparently said, Kane did, quote, "Young people of America, all people, do not smoke. It is hazardous and dangerous to your health." Now, the deal is, he said, one of the themes of my campaign is let Herman be Herman, Kane said. And he said, Mark Block is a smoker. And we said, let Mark be Mark. The bottom line is the video has gone viral. Lots of people have seen it. Lots of people are talking about it. And, you know, that probably works for him. That probably plays well.
It's publicity.
Yes, it is.
And it's the free kind.
Yeah. So I agree. It's odd. But in this day and time, look, this fella is running a campaign like none of us has ever seen before. And from that
That's
standpoint,
right.
you got to give him some credit. Meanwhile, Chris Wallace had some pretty tough words for Mitt Romney yesterday.
Ah.
Mr. Wallace hit Romney for avoiding his show and a good deal of the mainstream press as a whole. He said, quote, "He has not appeared on this program or any Sunday talk show since March of 2010. We invited Governor Romney again this week, but his campaign says he's still not ready to sit down for an interview." End quote.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Still not ready.
Okay.
Well,
you know what?
That's a poor choice of words.
Well,
he's still not ready.
Well, and again, that's his campaign that said that. I would agree. That is not exactly what you would want them to say. Obvious Rick Perry went on the debate trail when he wasn't quite ready. But,
right, right.
Exactly.
Which we all saw that.
Yeah. And the thing is, now Perry was on there yesterday.
Well, yeah. Well, Perry didn't do one-on-ones for a long time.
Yeah.
But now he's ready,
yes.
Evidently, because he's been doing them.
Anyhow, that's so... That's pretty interesting right there. People not being too happy about that. And, I don't know, I guess that's about it. Apparently there was a big story in the New York Times that when he was running for president, Barack Hussein Obama, who got elected, I don't know if you heard about that, said that he would not deal...
every day.
Yeah, that he would not deal with lobbyists if elected.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I do too.
And truth be told, he is not dealing with lobbyists.
Oh, he just stays away from the lobby?
But he's got these folks called bundlers. Bundlers.
Bunglers?
Bundlers.
Oh, bundlers.
And
oh,
they're the ones who are dealing with the lobbyists who then bring the money into him. So he's not dealing with them.
So you're playing semantics are you?
Okay. And, hey, now, here's a thought, too. A little
they bring
piece.
The money in, huh?
Yeah.
I think that's called laundering, isn't
it? Well, yeah. No, it's all legal and above board. Don't you know that?
Right.
And by the way, here's a thought, that there are no political parties in this country. There is only government by Goldman Sachs. If you look at the top contributor for Mitt Romney, Goldman Sachs. The top contributor for Barack Obama, Goldman Sachs. So no matter who you vote for, you got government by Goldman Sachs. What do you think, huh?
GGS.
I'm just saying. And they've been around for a while, and they've been doing it for over 100 years. They play both sides so that no matter who gets elected, they've been giving them money. And so, and you know, from there, because there's a lot of stuff on this Occupy Wall Street I'm not sure I'm comfortable with, but you know what? Goldman Sachs is there no matter what. They get the, because, now Chase, I didn't see your name in there. Tom, I didn't see yours, and mine wasn't for top contributors for either of them. So,
no.
You know, my thought is if Goldman Sachs calls, somebody's going to pick up the phone. No matter who's in the Oval Office. How's that make you feel? Yeah. 6:48.
Squish is not a sound your carpet should make. With traditional carpet cleaning methods, there's a good chance you'll experience overwetting. ChemDry's revolutionary carbonating cleaning system makes your carpet sparkling clean and back in use in only 1 or 2 hours. Prolong the life of your carpet. Enjoy a healthier home by using ChemDry's HCE process. Green Seal certified and virtually residue-free, resulting in less frequent cleanings. Experience superior carpet cleaning without harsh chemicals. Call ChemDry of Brazos County at 776-9833.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, November 5th, it's herd rebuilding considerations. Learn about setting realistic stocking rates, buying replacements versus retaining your own, and much more this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If you're one of those fortunate Texas gardeners who's been blessed with slopes and ridges, you may be a customer for attractive landscaping steps. They can be a welcoming entrance to a garden, or they can be unsightly as a nemesis. You control the difference. How good your steps look and how well they function both depend on your planning and forethought. Step to it, gardener. I'll be back with details after this message. Time is quickly running out for the pre-production offer on my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar. You must call today. This is a single publication. It gives you all the details of when to do everything in your landscape and garden. More than 10,000 words of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. The best photographs I've taken in the last 12 to 18 months. My 29th annual Texas Gardening Calendar at a 38% savings, but only if you buy it today with a 1 year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Our magazine has been recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word of all of this written just for your Texas landscape and garden. The magazine new or renewal, your copy of the calendar, and all of that information, $36.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. If you're putting steps into your landscape, begin by determining if you really need the steps at all. If your walk can traverse the grade change gradually without having to build in steps, so much the better. Steps are a hindrance for many people, especially those for whom walking is difficult. They're also a safety concern since they greatly increase the likelihood of someone's falling. Still, if the slope is really steep or if you prefer nearly level landscaping terraces and are starting with even gentle slopes, steps become necessary. What material should you use? Well, steps are usually made along with the walk itself. If you're having concrete poured for the walk, the steps will come with it. If you're using brick, the steps will be laid right in sequence. If you're going back into your landscape, however, to retrofit it with modern improvements, you have the option of tearing out the old walk, even regrading the lot and starting over. Brick, interlocking concrete pavers, flagstone, and even large landscaping timbers can all be used to build the steps. Look around your neighborhood to find steps that you like and then modify their ideas to suit your needs. The vertical portion of a step is called its riser, while the flat part that your foot uses is called the tread. There's a very critical relationship between the two. If you miss the proper ratios very far, you'll have steps that are both uncomfortable and unsafe. The ideal would probably be to have 6-inch risers and 15-inch treads. As the width of the treads increases, the heights of the risers must decrease. For example, in large sweeping areas, landscape architects will sometimes call for very broad treads. Risers that accompany those must be comparatively short. As benchmarks, 11-inch treads need 7-inch risers, 17-inch treads will need 5-inch risers, 19-inch treads probably about a 4-inch riser. As you need the proper relation of height and width, you also need adequately sized steps. They definitely should be wide enough that two people can walk side by side. You never know when somebody's going to need a hand in negotiating the steps, and 42 inches is about a minimum. You need to place the steps or timbers so that the moisture drains quickly away from the steps. That's especially important during times of icy weather. Hopefully the tops of the treads will offer good traction. Very smooth surfaces invite unexpected spills. If the steps are unusually steep or tall, consider a handrail. I'm Neil Sperry. Building berms will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Monday morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. Let's take a first look at the sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. 80-15. Yep, 80-15. That's the scoring margin against A&M after halftime of the Aggies' three losses this year. On Saturday, after A&M scored three unanswered touchdowns on Missouri to take a 14-point lead, Missouri outscored A&M 31-3 from that point, and the Aggies let another one get away as Missouri won it for a second year in a row at Kyle Field, this time 38-31 in overtime. Coach Mike Sherman was asked about the goals that are pretty much unattainable now for his team, like a final Big 12 title.
Well, the only thing I want to accomplish right now is win next week. I mean, that's, you know, we're exactly where we were last year at this time, I think. And so I just want to win next week. I want to do the very best we can to win next week and take care of that game. And then I always say it all the time, but it's true. I just worry about it 1 week at a time. So we'll worry about what we accomplish after we accomplished it, you know. We just have to win a football game next week.
Yeah, next week it'll be tough. Oklahoma in Norman after the Sooners bounced back from their loss to Tech by slamming previously undefeated Kansas State 58-17 in Manhattan. That kickoff on Saturday in Norman will be at 2:30. The strangest turn of events in the Big 12 Saturday had to be in Lubbock, where a week after they beat then first place Oklahoma in Norman, Texas Tech lost to last place Iowa State at home and lost badly 41-7. This week, besides A&M and Oklahoma, Tech is at Texas, Kansas at Iowa State, Missouri at Baylor, and Kansas State is at undefeated Big 12 leader Oklahoma State. The Aggies have dropped out of all the polls now, the Associated Press, the coaches, and the BCS standings after their third loss. LSU and Alabama, 1-2 in the latest BCS ranking. But you know what happened Saturday? They play each other in Tuscaloosa. So third-ranked Oklahoma State can move to second with a win over Kansas State. Stanford and Boise State are fourth and fifth. Oklahoma fans and athletics will have a heavy heart this week, as do all of us who knew and listened to Bob Berry call Sooner football and basketball for 31 years. Berry passed away in his sleep Sunday morning at the age of 80. In all, Berry called radio play-by-play for 50 years, including 17 at Oklahoma State. He was hired originally by Oklahoma legendary coach Bud Wilkinson and spent 11 years in Norman, then went to Stillwater, but came back to call OU football and basketball for the final 20 years until he retired after last season, a true broadcasting legend. Well, the high school football season will end this Friday night for the Bryan Vikings and the Rudder Rangers, but we'll move on past the regular season for the A&M Consolidated Tigers. With their 39-17 loss to Belton, Bryan will miss postseason and will stow the equipment after Friday's road game at Temple. The Rudder Rangers wrap up their fourth season of football, still short of the playoffs, when they host Elgin. The A&M Consolidated Tigers will return to the playoffs after their 30-23 comeback overtime win over Harker Heights Friday night kept them in second place in 12-5A, and they clinched the top seed in Division I out of the district already. They could still get a district co-championship with a win at Belton Friday, coupled with the Coppers Cove loss to Harker Heights. Down the road, Navasota beat previously undefeated Smithville 47-18, and the Rattlers can win the title outright Friday at Giddings before heading to the playoffs. Arian Foster ran for 112 yards and a touchdown in the Houston Texans' 24-14 win over the Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday. Texan quarterback Matt Schaub threw for a TD pass and ran for another score. Houston improved to 3-0 in the AFC South. But LeSean McCoy had a career-high 185 yards rushing and two touchdowns as the Eagles routed the Cowboys 34-7 last night. Michael Vick threw for 279 yards. And the defending national champion A&M women's basketball team will start the season ranked sixth in the AP poll. Defending Big 12 champion Baylor is ranked first. The Aggies open the season November the 12th, hosting Lamar. Before that, an exhibition game with Oklahoma City next Sunday at Reed Arena at 2 o'clock. And the Aggie volleyball team got a second half of the Big 12 off to a good start with a four-set win over Kansas at Reed yesterday. And that's your first look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turpeville for Atkinson Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For State Representative District 14, Rebecca Bainick. Recognized across Texas and the nation as a proven business leader, Rebecca Banik built her successful company from the ground up. She's created hundreds of jobs and new opportunities for Brazos County and has a proven business record and leadership skills we need in the Texas House. Rebecca Banik's an Aggie wife, twice an Aggie mom. Her dad's an A&M professor and a member of a faculty senate. Rebecca Banik. She'll take our Brazos County values to the Texas legislature.
I'm Rebecca Banik. Fred Brown and Steve Ogden are leaving some big shoes to fill in the Texas legislature. I'm ready to be a strong conservative voice for Brazos County and for Texas A&M.
Let's send a proven conservative business leader to Austin. Rebecca Banik for state representative. Political ad paid for by Texans for Rebecca Banik. Larry Marriott Treasurer, TexansForRebecca.com.
When we talk ABC Home and Commercial Services, quite often we're talking about critters getting into your home, and we don't like talking about those very much. But, boy, here's one we really don't want to talk about, and that's bed bugs. But truth be told, bed bugs have made a huge comeback, and they are real bugs. They're not just something that you say when you tuck your little ones in at night. They, in fact, can be a problem. And if you get them, then you need to call ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is something that you really can't do yourself. This is something that you need a professional to do. And ABC Home and Commercial Services has been taking care of pest problems for decades here in the Brazos Valley, and they can do that for you. So if for some reason you think that might be the case, if you've got a night about 80 tomorrow and on Wednesday, then it turns cooler for a couple of nights. Right now it's 50, and we've got pretty fair skies out there. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station, Brian, at 7 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Herman Cain thinks
Americans want to feel proud again.
And that's why he's the Republican presidential frontrunner. But shortly after he said that on CBS's Face the Nation, Politico posted a story about his past the Cain campaign calls a smear. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Hey, the story says that Cain engaged in sexually suggestive behavior toward two women several years ago at the National Restaurant Association. Details put directly to Cain spokesman J.D. Gordon by Fox's Geraldo Rivera.
Was there or was there not a cash settlement to two female employees of the National Restaurant Association?
Geraldo, all I got to tell you is that this is a typical attack on a conservative that's doing well. He's number one in the polls.
J.D.
Geraldo tried several times to get a firm denial from Gordon without success, but later Gordon told the AP, to his knowledge, the allegations are baseless. Dave?
Rich, President Obama wants the FDA to do more to stop and prevent drug shortages, another executive action he'll sign. Part of his We Can't Wait challenge to Congress, Republicans call it campaigning. It's nice to have one of these. A generator. Nearly 3 million homes and businesses, Maryland and Maine, still without power from the weekend storm.
I just washed my hands with some really cold water, and I guess we're just going to wear a bunch of jackets.
A lot of schools having a snow day on Halloween. NATO's wrapping things up today in Libya as Arab leaders come up with a plan they hope stops Syria's deadly crackdown on protests. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has more live.
Yes, the Arab League sending Syria what it bills as a roadmap for peace. That's according to the government of Qatar, where the Arab League has been meeting. Syria's president is defiant. This weekend warning foreign intervention in Syria would unleash what he called the violence of 10 Afghanistans. Meanwhile, NATO's Secretary General today heading to Libya on the day the alliance ends its ship searches and air attacks, 26,000 missions over the past 7 months. Dave?
Alistair, a baby born somewhere today will be the 7 billionth person on Earth, according to the UN's World Population Count. Births being celebrated around the world. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Radio stations are a bit like ice cream, a range of chocolatey, minty, pistachio-y flavors to tickle your earbuds. That's why the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry is available with the Entune multimedia system and the iHeartRadio app, giving you flavors of radio from around the country. Fudge banana, fruity rainbow sherbet, no problem. The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? To learn more, visit toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Entune for details.
The latest 4G smartphones from the nation's top carriers are now conveniently located under one roof, and that roof belongs to Walmart, except during the holidays when they lease the roof to some reindeer. Get the Samsung Stratosphere for Verizon, the HTC Sensation for T-Mobile, and the Samsung Galaxy S2 for AT&T, starting at just $23.33. So for the latest 4G smartphones, come to Walmart, and while you're in the parking lot, check out their roof. It's really cool. Save money, live better. Walmart. Offer with 2-year new agreement or qualified 2-year extension may be available on select plans. Data plan required. Brand and assortment availability varies by location.
Travelers Insurance Company, Hartford Insurance, Safeco Insurance, Kemper Insurance, America First Insurance, Hoheim Prairie Insurance, United Fire Insurance, Texas Mutual, CNA Insurance, Allied Insurance. Hi, this is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. That was a list of just some of the over 30 insurance companies that our agency represents. Different companies offer different rates for different people. The question is, how do you know which company will offer you the best rate? The answer is simple. Drop by our office at the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie or call 694-1555 the next time you need insurance. We will match you with the company that offers you the best rate, and we will give you exceptional service. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're known by the companies we keep.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side. When you need us most, we're by your side.
Tired of the same old song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there's a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. All types of roofing, from composition to metal. Check out all their products at americaschoiceroofers.com. For quality workmanship and affordable prices, make the right choice. America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-569-7600.
It's celebration time at Caldwell Country. Honored as one of General Motors' 2010 Mark of Excellence Award winners. Caldwell Country selling new cars at celebration blowout prices. Come join the celebration for top increase in new car sales. Highway 21 East in Caldwell. Call 979-567-1500. Online at CaldwellCountry.com.
Texas Imaging Systems.
This message is for businesses with Sharp copiers. If the service and support on your Sharp document imaging equipment has gone, well, downhill, call Texas Imaging Systems. Texas Imaging, a local Texas pride company with a 35-year history of customer satisfaction. Call for a quote to take over service on your existing equipment and most likely generate savings on your lease and service plan. Your document systems, including your copiers, printers, and scanning storage solutions, have to work consistently. At Texas Imaging, your locally owned and managed vendor, our customer commitments are guaranteed in writing. An unconditional satisfaction guarantee. Call Texas Imaging. Hardware and software solutions, one-on-one attention, better pricing. Call 775-5500. 775-5500. Texas Imaging, your authorized resource for Sharp document imaging. Equipment, service, support.
Texas Imaging Systems.
775-5500.
Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific, the most romantic musical in Broadway history, is fresh and contemporary once again. USA Today cheers. 4 stars. Gorgeous.
There is nothing like a day.
Breathtaking new production is based on the acclaimed Lincoln Center Theater production that won 7 Tony Awards and wins 1,000 hearts each night. Don't miss the production The Washington Post hails, the best revival of Rodgers and Hammerstein in a generation. An unabashedly beautiful score, says Newsweek. Variety raves, South Pacific is breathtaking, an outstanding achievement. There is nothing in the world like South Pacific.
MSC Opus presents South Pacific, November 14th and 15th in Rotter Auditorium. For tickets, call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time, 7:07, 49 degrees right now at the studios. Upper 70s for a high today. We'll tell you more about your weather forecast after this look at news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Brian, Mayor Jason Byinski says there's misinformation regarding the city's special election questions related to selling the municipal golf course and possibly purchasing Briarcrest Country Club. Responding to a statement made on WTAW by Councilman Mike Sutherland, Byinski says the city attorney's office is not sitting on a contract to sell the municipal course.
There's no sweetheart deals done under the table, anything of any sort. It's a parkland. It'll have to be publicly bid by law.
Byinski says if the municipal golf course is sold, that money has to go into new and existing parks.
You have my word as the mayor of Bryan. I've talked to the city manager, Keene Register. We've had this conversation. Another false rumor out there is that we're going to reduce the O&M budget of the Parks and Recreation Department, and we're going to take whatever money we receive from the municipal sale, and we're going to just put it into, you know, economic development projects or roads and sewers. By law, it has to go back into parks and recreational functions.
More information from the City of Bryan is available on our website. Just go to WTAW.com. A few Texas A&M employees got an early start to their weekend on Friday thanks to the report of smoke inside the administration building. Bart Humphreys with the College Station Fire Department says they were notified Friday afternoon just before 4.
The building had been evacuated, and we did see some smoke and a burning smell on the second and third floor. We checked, I guess you could say, all the usual suspects, mechanical rooms, heating units, light ballasts, elevator equipment, and didn't find a source.
After finding nothing following a search that lasted an hour and a half, Humphrey says control of the building was returned to university officials. The Political Action Committee for the Texas Association of Realtors has paid for a survey of the House District 14 special election. Basilis and Associates of Austin last Sunday contacted 330 likely voters in the special election to fill the vacancy left by the retirement of Fred Brown. With a margin of error of plus or minus 5.4%, 35% of those surveyed indicated they would vote for Bob Yancey, 26% for Judy Leonis, 15% for John Rainey, 14% for Rebecca Banick, and 10% were either undecided or refused to disclose their choice. The survey also included results of asking about the candidate's name, awareness, and image. You can read the survey results online at WTAW.com. A former College Station city councilman is throwing his hat in the ring for the second Brazos County seat in the Texas House. Chris Scotty has filed as a Republican for the proposed House District 12, stretching from Brazos County in the south to McLennan County in the north. So far, Scotty is the first candidate to officially file for the seat. The district is in a degree of limbo right now, though, because of the legal challenge to the Texas redistricting maps approved during the last legislative session. Minority groups contend the maps make it more difficult for them to elect the candidate of their choosing. It may be Halloween, but Bryan police say it's the season for an increase in vehicle burglaries.
This is typical. As we get closer to the holidays, you'll start to see some more of these. But what we're noticing a lot of is people just failing to do the simplest little things to help prevent them from being a victim of that crime, simple as locking your car doors. We're seeing a lot of burglary of motor vehicles of unsecure vehicles. That means people just going by and pulling on the handle and then digging around in there.
Police say many victims aren't following the simplest suggestions of hiding valuables and locking their vehicles. After more than 27 years, Christmas in the Park is moving from Central Park in College Station. This year, the venue moves to Wolfpin Creek and is being renamed Christmas at the Creek. Parks Supervisor Scott Hook says there will continue to be a holiday presence in Central Park, though.
It's a little exposure from the bypass area. Give people an opportunity to make a loop and see both of the parks that are lit up. This will give our public that's used to beating Christmas in the park over at Central an opportunity to maybe enjoy a little peaceful side of it. You want to take the kids, you want to drive through and see this, an opportunity to go reflect, you know, on some of the displays and stuff that we have, but at a little smaller scale.
Hook says the Tower of Power display will be located near the Central Park ball fields. The park office will be decorated and lights will also be installed along Krennic Tap Road. Information about the new features at Wolfpin Creek are available on our website with this story. Just go to WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 49 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornemann Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. As we move forward into fall, please keep us in mind when updating your home for holiday guests. Whether you have new construction or just need a makeover, Zornemann Flooring can help. Call 776-2800. That's 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Scott & White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at swhp.org.
Government is broken. How do we fix it? Send an Aggie to get the job done. Bob Yancey, a job-creating business owner and decorated Air Force veteran. Bob Yancey graduated from Texas A&M with a dream to succeed. Bob Yancey did. A devoted family man and Christian conservative, Bob Yancey founded a local business that uses free market competition to reduce healthcare costs while increasing the quality of care. Bob Yancey wants to apply his proven business skills to government because lower taxes, less spending, and fewer regulations mean more jobs. And Bob Yancey believes Texans should run Texas. That's why he'll stand up to Obama and the Washington liberals. Bob Yancey is endorsed by former Republican Party of Texas Chairman Kathy Adams and by Roger Lewis and David Kent, who led the Republican Party of Brazos County for more than 20 years.
the conservative Republican choice for State Representative Bob Yancey.
Political ad paid for by the Bob Yancey campaign.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Halloween will likely be like the past couple of holidays across the region. Sunny and dry. Temperatures, though, at least will be comfortable. We won't be suffering through any brutal heat. Highs today, 75 to 80. Tonight it'll be clear. Lows will be 50 to 55. Sun for tomorrow, highs 75 to 80. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows will be 55 to 60. Bright sunshine in the forecast for the day Wednesday, highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, if there's anything that'll make the Aggies forget about the loss to Missouri is what's coming up on the road at Oklahoma, then at Kansas State. OU will be a 2:30 ball game. We'll hear from the Aggies as they get ready to try to recover from the loss. We'll talk about that, some high school football, too, and the Cowboys losing and the Texans winning. All that and more coming up in sports.
Yeah, it's probably, they got to shift focus no matter what. Time to move along. To other things.
Yeah, yeah, because you got an OU team and a Kansas State team, both that are, you know, coming off of, tough losses. Yeah. Well, Oklahoma was week four last, but Kansas State then this week. So, yeah. The next two teams they played each other the other day.
So. Yeah, so there you are. So we're going to have most of the Christmas lights at Wolfpen Creek, is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the hullabaloo is going to be over there.
Why do we call it Santa in the Silt?
Oh, I did. That would be tacky.
Oh, Santa in the Silt.
Yeah, Santa in the Silt.
For a minute, I thought you said Sin in the Silt.
Oh, no. Santa.
I don't know what sort of Christmas displays
Santa
are advocating.
In the Silt. Well, but the deal is, and I don't know how they're going to arrange the lights, but the deal used to be that you could just drive through Central Park.
That's right.
You did not
have
to get out of your vehicle if you didn't want to.
You could take, grandma and grandpa, and they wouldn't have to get out. And, that was sort of a nice deal.
So now how's that going to work?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Who's looking after grandma and grandpa?
I want to know. Yeah. Yeah. Are we going to leave them in the car with the engine running?
Okay.
Now crack the window?
Yeah. So it's going to be at the – I'm sorry, Chase, for not listening, but it's going to be – At the amphitheater or all around the corner there?
Is that probably just all around?
Yeah. Just sort of all around there. Yeah. There you go. Okay.
Get to walk around. And heaven forbid we have any rain. It'd be nice. But,
getting out.
But again, just kind of being able to be in your vehicle and putter through there was nice.
Yeah. And you did it quickly. Remember? Yeah. It took what? Maybe, 15 minutes tops or something?
15 minutes?
Huh?
No. If there's a lot of people, it took longer than that.
Well,
you're going to. If we all promise to have electric vehicles, would that be okay? I mean, is it a emissions problem? I'm just wondering.
You park and then get a golf cart.
Well, they could rent trams. That'd be great. I'm just wondering. That's all. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here, which is generally
dangerous.
Well,
or entertaining.
Or entertaining.
They could partner with the school district, put some yellow dogs out there.
Yeah.
Because
that's what you want. That's what you want when you're singing Jingle Bells. Is
Put some yellow dogs and go around.
The idling of the bus in the background.
Hey, we can put advertising on the side.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Saw yesterday in the newspaper that Bill Zach passed away. Bill Zach was the garden guy on KTRH for a long, 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 long time, and started right here at WTAW.
Really?
Oh. He did. I believe born in Brazos County, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Went to Texas A&M, started here at Wipita, and then moved up to the big time. And in fact...
Did y'all cross paths? Or
no, what? But tell the story. You can tell the story that Randy Lemon, who we know...
Randy, sure.
Randy has that job.
Randy in Houston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Randy has that job now.
Oh, okay.
And in fact, what would happen, Randy tells the story that... he would go be a guest on Bill Zach's show. And he said one day after the show, he said, "What do you want to do when you grow up?" He said, "I'd kind of like to do something like you're doing. When you retire, I'd like to know." And when he was getting ready to retire, Bill Zach called Randy. And that's how he got the gig.
How about that?
So, that's kind of fun. But anyway, that was another debutant alumnus who made it to the big time. Today is National Magic Day. Did you know that?
National Magic Day.
National Magic
All
Day.
All right, we're going to... Cut Scott in half here.
Well, and again, one of the things that we always used to do on the show.
My lovely assistant here.
Yeah, we would do magic on the radio, which is
That's right. Yeah, you got to have a lot of faith.
Well, you do. We appreciate you believing that, you know.
That's
but
right.
The other thing is, it's knock knock joke day.
Oh, well.
Knock knock.
Who's there to hear it?
I was just trying to. I didn't know if y'all knew any knock knock jokes.
Well, golly, you just sort of caught us here.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Dwayne.
Dwayne who?
Dwayne the bathtub. I'm drowning.
You got kids. They come right to your mind, you know.
All right. Well, I'll see if I can find some. And we'll have some knock knock.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Sam and Janet.
Yeah.
Well, come on, go with it. I mean,
Sam and Janet who?
Sam and Janet evening.
Thank you.
Yes.
You just wanted to sing.
Well, actually, I was promoting South Pacific that'll be at Opus here in a couple of weeks.
Listen to
that. How about that? Broom boom.
Highly trained radio professional.
You're welcome, Ann Black. Thank you.
Okay. New study finds fewer women give birth on Halloween than on Valentine's Day. I don't know. This may not be a mere calendar coincidence. Researchers at Yale suggest that pregnant women appear to be swayed by the cultural symbolism of the 2 days that might influence their baby's arrival date. Really? Don't come. Wait. Next day, November 1st, that'll be okay. Researchers raise the possibility that pregnant women may have some control over the timing of their childbirth. Findings suggest that a spontaneous birth may be less spontaneous than doctors previously thought. Once again, the women may be controlling that. See how that works. Oh, I talked to somebody over the weekend who's had one of these bacon bowls.
Oh, I saw that advertised. That's new at KFC, isn't
it? Yeah. Apparently, this stuff is this thing is
out of
the ballpark.
Huh? Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Of the ballpark.
Really?
Yeah. Amazing. All it takes is
so they were sold, huh?
Bacon-like bits. Yeah, and apparently... And I did not know that this guy had also actually eaten a Famous Bowl.
Now, and is the Famous Bowl no longer available?
Yes, I think that's the situation.
Oh, so this
I think
is the replacement.
It has been discontinued, if you will.
Well, that's a shame.
Well, it is, and that what makes me scared of the whole thing is because the Bacon Bowl is supposed to be so good, will that impact in a negative way the McRib making its comeback?
Well, I don't think so. That's apples and oranges.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, actually, if it was apples and oranges, it might be reasonably healthy.
Yeah. If you haven't indulged, by the way, in your McDonald's McRib sandwich yet, just want to let you know what you're missing. Ammonium sulfate and polysorbate 80, and also azotocarbamide. Those are just three of the 70 ingredients that you'll find in that wonderful barbecue pork bologna sandwich. According to the website, it's the McDonald's website that tells you that. They have four compounds that are banned in three countries. Not the United States, but are banned in three countries that are also in the McRib. So if you're looking for some tasty pork bologna with a tangy barbecue sauce that Yankees think we like, it's the McRib for you. And that's before you even go to the 10 grams of saturated fat and stuff. Just saying. Massachusetts Army Lab is testing a beef jerky stick that looks and tastes like your average Slim Jim, but contains the equivalent of a cup of coffee's worth of caffeine.
Really?
Yeah. We're talking perky jerky.
That's good.
Been waiting all day for that.
Perky jerky.
Science, once again, bringing us what we really need. In addition to the caffeine, the military technologists lacing food with supplements like omega-3s, which act as anti-inflammatories and good stuff for you. Complex carbohydrates as well, that is something that I couldn't pronounce if I tried. They give service members that little turbo charge. It's injected with amped-up applesauce called Zapplesauce. And also some kind of energizing goo that marathoners eat. The Army developing its very own to I guess, really make the guys and gals out there in the field be able to perform in top-notch shape. Perky jerky. Pair of Domino's pizza managers in Lake City, Florida, charged with burning down a Papa John's pizza restaurant.
Boy, the pizza wars are getting out of hand.
They are. Police arrested the manager on Thursday and said that he confessed the arson attack. A day later, they nabbed another guy and charged him as well. Oh, God, I hate to hear that. Pizza Wars. Oh, daylight saving time. I got a call a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
Guy going, daylight saving time start today? Well, of course, it never does.
No, it never starts on a Monday. No, it's after Halloween.
But it's
now,
next week, and it's. I mean, he almost sounded like he'd been
fooled into thinking. Daylight saving time will end.
Yeah. He almost thought he was being fooled into it. It sounded like tricked into it. But no, it doesn't. It's next week we get to do that. And that means we all have to bring our cards to unlock the door downstairs. Cause
oh, yeah, because they don't understand the change.
Yeah, I have to do that every day, Scott. So, by the time you get here.
Yeah. You don't know
That's right. It is. It's nothing new for some of us. Yeah.
I guess it's 6:03. The doors are already open.
Folks everywhere know that FiberMax cotton means high yields, longer fiber, and remarkable quality. But what they might not know is that for cotton growers like me, FiberMax makes a global impact. You see, the cotton I raise right here is in demand by buyers
from mills worldwide, like me. Our mills specify the quality of FiberMax, and we come to America to secure it. So this season,
plant high-yielding FiberMax cotton from Bayer Crop Science and weave a global connection of quality that is pure FiberMax.
For State Representative District 14, Rebecca Bainick, recognized across Texas and the nation as a proven business leader. Rebecca Bainick built her successful company from the ground up. She's created hundreds of jobs and new opportunities for Brazos County and has a proven business record and leadership skills we need in the Texas House. Rebecca Bainick's an Aggie wife, twice an Aggie mom. Her dad's an A&M professor and a member of a faculty senate. Rebecca Bainick. She'll take our Brazos County values to the Texas legislature.
I'm Rebecca Bainick. Fred Brown and Steve Ogden are leaving some big shoes to fill in the Texas legislature. I'm ready to be a strong conservative voice for Brazos County and for Texas A&M.
Let's send a proven conservative business leader to Austin. Rebecca Bainick for state representative. Political ad paid for by Texans for Rebecca Bainick. Larry Marriott Treasurer, TexansForRebecca.com.
Radio stations are a bit like ice cream, a range of chocolatey, minty, pistachio-y flavors to tickle your earbuds. That's why the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry is available with the Entune multimedia system and the iHeart Radio app, giving you flavors of radio from around the country. Fudge banana, fruity rainbow sherbet, no problem. The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? To learn more, visit toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Entune for details.
The latest 4G smartphones from the nation's top carriers are now conveniently located under one roof. And that roof belongs to Walmart. Except during the holidays when they lease the roof to some reindeer. Get the Samsung Stratosphere for Verizon, the HTC Sensation for T-Mobile, and the Samsung Galaxy S2 for AT&T. Starting at just $23.33. So for the latest 4G smartphones, come to Walmart. And while you're in the parking lot, check out their roof. It's really cool. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Offer with 2-year new agreement or qualified 2-year extension may be available on select plans. Data plan required. Brand and assortment availability varies by location.
This year, your Texas Regional Polaris dealers located in Bryan, Taylor, and Poteet bring you the local Game Day Aggie Fan Zone broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Stop by the broadcast booth in the Fan Zone. Listen to the official Aggie Fan Zone broadcast with Dave South. And watch college sports from across the nation. Brought to you by your Texas Regional Polaris dealers. Enjoy the broadcast. Enjoy the game. Then enjoy your new Polaris from Polaris Fun Center, Williamson County Equipment Company, and Tuttle Motor and Hardware.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Gee whiz, this weather is just amazing, isn't it?
Boy, I tell you what, Saturday was just outstanding at the football game. You know, if you didn't mind the final score, it was a great day to be out there, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. And then, you know, you could actually go outside and do stuff afterwards. It was, and I was thinking.
Yesterday was just as nice.
Yeah, I was thinking, God, what a beautiful day, but boy, there are a lot of people in bad moods. Yeah. Didn't get a chance to really enjoy that. But same thing for yesterday, that we've got that. And in the meantime, our buddies and pals, gee whiz.
Up in the Northeast?
It is just amazing stuff.
Yeah, and the bad thing is, as I'm sure you heard, they were reporting, but the leaves are still on the trees.
Right.
And the leaves get real heavy when they freeze, and that's the problem with the power lines and everything that they're afraid of.
Yeah, so, it was able to hold on to so much snow that when it fell, and they've found three deaths that have been attributed to the weather, but it's just the idea that the numbers of people that have had their lives impacted. I mean, millions of folks apparently. They said 60 million people have been affected. 3 million lost power, half a million of them in New Jersey alone, where utility officials said in some cases it might be Wednesday before power is fully restored. Several states up there,
New York, you know, they had a hurricane this summer, and now they've got this. And,
talking to a friend on Saturday, he said he had been up in Boston the week before and had played golf. It was 62, 63 degrees, and he left on Wednesday right before the stuff got there. But, it's said Wall Street, the Wall Street protesters,
they need a place to sit?
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. It was the fourth time New York City has seen snow in October in 135 years.
Really? Wow.
Nor'easter saved its biggest punch for the end as New England was hit the hardest. Parts of Vermont were buried under as much as 15 inches of snow. I guess we saw some college football on Friday. On Saturday.
That Rutgers game was played in the, you know, in blinding snow almost the whole game.
And Penn State, they had snow over where they were. But all in all, pretty amazing stuff. And once again, between that and the taxes, makes us glad that we live in Texas, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, that Rutgers game was with West Virginia.
Yeah, that's
makes them look forward to coming to the Big 12.
Yeah, there you go. So you won't have to worry about that when you're flying down to Lubbock. Which won't cost nearly anything.
From Morgantown to Lubbock.
Yeah.
That's got to be
that'll be
delight.
Perfect. Yeah, that'll be a great good time. All right, 729. Hey, mark your calendar. Suddenlink Savings Days are going on, an opportunity for you to save money. It's that time of year when Suddenlink makes it easier than ever to save big. Right now, you can get Suddenlink home phone service, $25 a month for life when you bundle. Plus the fact you get to keep your current phone number and you get a lot of popular calling features that you may not already have. You'll also find unlimited local and long-distance calling as well. And you can receive high-speed internet for $20 a month and advanced digital TV for $26 a month, all when you bundle. Suddenlink makes it that easy for you. And don't forget, while we're in the midst of the NFL, if you're an NFL maniac, then that's the place to be, is Suddenlink, because they've got that red zone deal. Anytime a team gets inside the 20, you get to see that action live. It is right there, so you can see every NFL team that you want to. Give them a call today at 1-800-915-1866 or visit Suddenlink.com for more information. Suddenlink Savings Days, 1-800-915-1866 or visit Suddenlink.com for more information.
WTAW News Time, 7:30, 49 degrees right now at the studios. Sunshine today with a high in the upper 70s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. It's brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The dollars and cents of publicly owned golf courses is one of the considerations for Bryan voters in the upcoming election. A binding question could give the city council authority to sell the municipal course, while an advisory question would give the council direction on buying Briarcrest Country Club. Mayor Jason Byinski admits the city has not been turning a profit on the municipal course.
I'm not saying we should make money on it. It is a park, and people will advocate that, you know, our parks aren't money centers. But I think it's important that the people look at the financials and look at where we're at. I think we lost probably about $400,000 plus over the last 7 years.
Byinski also brought up the city revenue generated by the privately owned Briarcrest Country Club that would be lost if the city purchases that property.
They pay good taxes. I think about $60,000 a year to the city of Bryan. Utilities are running probably in that $20,000-$30,000 a month range. So the city of Bryan does make money off of Briarcrest Country Club. They're a wonderful taxpayer to have.
You can go to our website, WTAW.com, to read more information provided by the city. Smoke was seen and smelled Friday afternoon in the administration building on the Texas A&M campus, but fire department could not find the source after a search that lasted an hour and a half. College Station's fire department's Bart Humphreys.
That happens sometimes in buildings of that size. And what we end up doing is turning the building over to the physical plant on campus and the environmental health and safety office. And let them continue to look and keep an eye on the building and call us if anything shows up.
The smoke and odor were detected on the second and third floors. That led to the fire call and an evacuation of the building. The day before the start of early voting, some 330 likely voters were asked about the special election to fill the Texas House seat vacated by Fred Brown. The survey, paid for by the Texas Association of Realtors Political Action Committee, was done by Basilis and Associates of Austin. The survey included results of asking about the candidate's name, awareness, and image, as well as who the respondents would vote for. 10% were either undecided or refused to disclose their choice. 14% chose Rebecca Bainick, 15% chose John Rainey, 26% for Judy Leunis, and 35%
for Bob Yancey. The survey has a margin of error of 5.4%. You can read the survey results online with this story at WTAW.com. With all the talk of the unexpired term to fill the Texas House District 14 seat comes the first official filing for Texas House District 12. Former College Station City Councilman Chris Scotty has filed as a Republican for the 2012 race. District 12 isn't final yet because the redistricting map approved by the legislature earlier this year is being challenged by minority groups. The groups say the plan makes it more difficult for them to elect the candidate of their choosing. If District 12 stays intact, it will take up the rest of Brazos County, not in District 14, and from there stretch north to McLennan County. The closer we get to the holidays, local law enforcement are responding to more vehicle burglaries. Officer John Agnew of the Bryan Police Department says their detectives are seeing the seasonal increase earlier than usual.
Come back from the weekend or after night and see things are tossed around in the car. Maybe nothing was taken, but they still feel victimized by it. And then little things like just not putting your iPod up or not putting your navigation system up. Just simple things like that. If you could remember to out of sight, put it out of sight, out of mind, it'll help those people from trying to shop in your vehicle as you pass by.
Agnew also says to lock your vehicles, which many recent burglary victims did not do. And the College Station City Council received an update at their last meeting about holiday lights in two locations. While the main venue moves to Wolfpin Creek starting this year, there will continue to be a Christmas presence at Central Park. Parks Supervisor Scott Hook says that includes some familiar sights.
Along the Critic Tap entryway, we have 8 poles up there. We'll put the Christmas lights back on the street light poles so that you have the visibility to from the street coming in. Central Park's office, we plan on doing a traditional Christmas neighborhood decoration on it, the lights, the garlands, maybe a few decorations in the windows so that you can get out and stroll the park and see this. We have the area which where the Tower of Power, which has always been the big feature and one of the big lighting displays that you can see from all over as you go down the bypass. We'll have that going up in the field adjacent to the ball fields, which will be viewed from the bypass.
Information about what's been named Christmas at the Creek is available online at WTAW.com. The move comes after 27 years at Central Park. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 49 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
It's time to mobilize your brand and sharpen the image of your business. The company most qualified to help you is SignPro. From business cards, logo design, large electrical signs, and eye-popping vehicle wraps, no one does it better, more affordable, and with the best quality. See SignPro at their new location on William J. Bryan across from the post office. SignPro, 774-0100. That's 774-0100.
You just can't do better. The SignPro sign.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 3 consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bianski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
Are you a business owner looking to offer your employees better benefits or more affordable options? AMCO Insurance is a leader in helping businesses find the best solutions for group health insurance and employee benefits. Our team will put together a comprehensive plan so you can attract the best employees and reduce your health insurance and benefit costs. We've been helping Texas businesses for over 135 years. For peace of mind and better benefit solutions, call ANCO today, 776-ANCO.
Would you love to be a part of a Texas Christmas experience? Great news! Santa's Wonderland is now accepting applications for the coming Christmas season. Applications are online at santas-wonderland.com. That's santas-wonderland.com. Santa's Wonderland is looking for cashiers, food handlers, hayride drivers, greeters, parking attendants, and general labor. Santa's Wonderland is a Land of Lights Incorporated company and an equal opportunity employer, located in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 7:37. It's brought to you this morning by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go. Visit csmedcenter.com to learn more.
With high pressure located over the northern part of the state, the prospects for precipitation are pretty low through the week. It looks like we're going to see a fair amount of sunshine. Really not much in the way of precipitation. Highs today 75 to 80. Clear skies tonight. Lows will be 50 to 55. Sun's back in the forecast for tomorrow. Highs will be 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Lows 55 to 60. Sunny for Wednesday. Highs will be anywhere from 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, it was a pretty ho-hum 6-2 win Friday night for the St. Louis Cardinals as the Rangers' broken heart from the night before just finally met its final breaking point. So we'll talk about St. Louis Cardinals, World Series champions, and hear from them. Also, the Aggies' disappointment, too. It was just a disappointing weekend all around, unless you're a Texans fan. All that and more coming up in sports.
7:38. A psychologist at the University of California, San Diego, found that when it comes to humor, men have an edge, but just a little one. Even though 90% of men and women agree with the stereotype that men are funnier, a test found that the difference is really pretty tiny, 0.11%, as a matter of fact. That was on a scale of 5.0. The test involved a group of men and women in caption writing contests. The captions were then rated by a group. Results prove that men only slightly funnier than women. Depends on what the picture is. I mean, yeah. that's got a lot to do with it right there. So there you go. By the way, this week we will talk about different things as to whether or not daylight saving time really saves energy. Because, you know, we've always heard that.
Right.
That's what we're supposed to fall for. So we'll see how that works. So are you going to tell us what your young'un is going to be for Halloween?
Huh?
I mean, we're ready for the big announcement.
Yeah, is it time for that?
Well, I mean, it's tonight,
yeah.
I think.
A little drum roll, please.
Because
tomorrow night,
there probably won't be any candy available.
That's when we were going to go trick-or-treating tomorrow night. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, so anyway, is there an announcement or just nah?
No, I think we're going, my daughter will go as a fairy princess.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
And, very girly girlish.
There you go.
Yeah,
and,
that's good.
And the boy, because he doesn't care and he still fits in it, is going to wear his costume from last year.
Hey, so. Nothing wrong with that. Works. Works.
He will go as Count Jacula.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Now, what will be interesting is we get to this is what I call Pink Donut Day. All right. Cause, you know, when they bring the box of donuts, it's always the pink donut that gets left over. Right.
That and the one with coconut on it.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
I'll take the coconut.
Okay. Tomorrow we will know which candies people really don't want to have anything to do with.
I can already answer that question.
I was going to think hard candy lollipops, but go ahead.
Yeah.
No, the candy that no one wants, you want to get a bad reputation. There's two types of candy that you don't give away.
Okay.
One is the
Necco wafers.
Too. Okay. I've never received those. But, yeah. Going back to the last time. Yeah, it's the one with the toilet paper on it at the end of the night because he gives out Rolaids for trick or treating.
Yeah.
The peanut butter logs,
I knew you were going to say that, and I'm right with you.
Rectangular things with the striped package.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the other one is the, even worse than that, they don't even have a name, but it's like these peanut butter nuggets that come in orange and black or brown paper wrappers.
It's like a toffee thing, isn't it?
I don't know. I was never brave enough to eat them.
Yeah. You know, I know what you mean.
Even I as a kid didn't want, and I was a fat kid. I mean, I didn't want to eat the, you know,
The peanut butter logs are pretty much with candy corn. I think they stopped making those in 62.
Yeah.
And, I know exactly.
Same day they shut down production at Necco.
Yeah. Dang right.
Oh, no, they're still churning them out there.
So from,
No, they just go to work every day.
They're just there. Hello.
Good morning. When I was a child back in Wilmette, Illinois,
we used to walk up to the Duncan house, and they gave away yo-yos on Halloween.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of fun. Wow.
Yeah.
I would have thought the Duncan house would have given away donuts.
Yeah.
Different Duncan. Yeah.
Right.
Duncan yo-yos.
How do yo-yo taste?
Yeah, remember
that.
Mm-hmm.
This candy sucks.
Yeah, it looks like a sandwich, but hey.
So, of course, Halloween, the observance of Halloween dates back to Celtic rituals thousands of years ago. Long been associated with images of witches and ghosts and devils and hobgoblins and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's changed now. It's a lot less scary. Great opportunity for people to go out and drink too much. I never got that. Mm-hmm. I've never understood how they got to that. Thanks to Elvira, I guess, Mistress of the Night.
Well, not only that, what happened is establishments, if you will, seized upon the opportunity of, hey, let's have a Halloween costume contest.
Yeah.
Let's do this, that, and the other. And then what happens? I mean, let's face it. For a grown woman to dress up on Halloween, is it pretty much, what, about a 90% chance that she's going to wear clothes that she would never wear again in public?
Sure.
Right. Yeah. Or something that looked bad years ago.
Imagine, and I know there's somebody out there today.
And I'm trying to choose my words carefully, but there's an adjective that's running around in my head right now that I'm trying to keep contained.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Imagine, if you will, and there's got to be people out there, where today is their first day of work.
Oh. Because it's the end of the month,
sure.
So payroll, they figure they can go and hedge it for one day.
Yeah, it's a Monday, whatever. But, I mean...
Or they're at least going in to sign the paperwork today.
Do you bring your costume and leave it in the back seat?
I think you walk in with it.
Do you?
You just make the assumption.
All right. Right.
That was the one... That was the only... eventually, that became the only bright spot to Saturday's game was trying to spot some of the Halloween costumes in the stands.
Yeah, yeah.
We had the Teletubbies there.
Sure. Saw them.
Mm-hmm. And had Mario.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mario was on the same row with the Teletubbies.
Now, I saw a guy dressed as a hot dog.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
oh,
right
really?
In front of the Missouri section.
Huh.
Yeah, he was down there, had, he was a hot dog and had mustard on the front of him and all that stuff. The costume did. He didn't.
Yeah. I was going to say, you could have described anybody in the stands that had an accident.
This is what's scary is that U.S. Americans are going to spend $310 million on pet costumes, or they already have. Again, first world problems. So now, jack-o'-lanterns.
Right.
Their origin is in Irish folklore, where a man named Jack put a lit piece of coal in a hollowed-out turnip to light his way home during the night.
That stunk up
now,
the place.
But, I mean, here's what I'm thinking, okay?
Leave it to a drunk Irishman to do something like that.
But where, I mean, don't you know that the turnip board sits around and goes, man, we missed our opportunity for marketing then.
Well, but nobody eats turnip pie at Thanksgiving.
Well, no, the pumpkin would have still had its place, but just not for this. You'd have had people creatively carving out turnips. Which is actually probably hard because those suckers are solid as opposed to a pumpkin, which has got air in the middle of it. But,
all you got is the disgusting innards of the pumpkin that you got to reach in there and pull out.
And that is pretty disgusting, by the way. So where do we get the word boo? Researchers say the exclamation that comes with boo apparently goes back to the 18th century. Remember, said boo?
Boo.
Boo.
Yeah.
Boo.
English speaking children goes it back at least until the 18th century. But the best anybody can tell, the first appearance of boo in print came in 1738, a pamphleteer entitled Scotch Presbyterian Eloquence Displayed, in which Gilbert Crotick defines a word that is used in the north of Scotland to frighten crying children is boo.
Not Gilbert Crotick.
Yeah. I love him.
Yeah.
But why are you trying to scare a crying child? I don't get that. Make them stop?
They're already crying.
Yeah.
Make them cry louder.
Now.
Well, once again, he's Scottish. What do you want?
Yeah. Hey, chill. Okay. Variations of the word.
Excuse me?
Well, I'm part Scottish. Which I take offense to that.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's the name.
Variations of the word boo.
That's right. Who knew that the first name carried all the genealogy?
Yeah, really. Variations
of Lucy is very Scottish.
Exactly. Variations of the word boo have been found in books published as far back as 500 years ago. So you can see how the word boogeyman might have evolved from that. Now, that brings up, though.
Say it, Tom. What are you thinking?
No, go ahead.
No, I want to hear this.
I don't know. He just said boo and boogeyman a lot. Oh. I don't know. No, I had nothing.
I'm just saying. But now that brings up Booger County.
How did
Booger County get their name? You ever think about that?
Is this a Kevin Bacon type of deal or what? You know?
Six degrees of separation of Boo.
But
Boo and Boogeyman are not from the same word.
Because it was Boogeyman is how it started.
Do you know how Booger County got its name?
You've shared this story.
No, you have.
But
no,
I know,
this morning
but I forgot
found
to
one,
write it down.
Now, I found one this morning I hadn't seen, which was apparently from the late 1970s in Calvert, where some guy saw this thing up there tearing his house up, and he said it was a boogeyman. And I had never heard that story. And there may be, you know, there are people over there who've got radios and listen. They might tell us about it, but...
Is this going to end up with one of your big play on word punch
lines? No, that's it. That's the end of it right there.
And the moral of the story.
No, that's all. I had nothing else to add. I wasn't going to do some terrible pun or anything like that.
It's just a very... We went from the history of Halloween to talking about a drunk Irishman with a hollowed out turnip and then to Booger County. I'm just wondering.
Hello?
Because Flim County was too hard to spell?
Why more families trust UPA than any other pediatric practice in the Brazos Valley? Experience. Since 1978, the board-certified pediatricians of UPA have cared for over 50,000 children. UPA physicians have won the Eagles Reader's Choice Award, been voted Best of the Brazos Valley, and UPA is the only pediatric practice with 3 Texas Monthly Super Doctors on staff. To learn more about UPA, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Reasons your holiday season will be brighter if you call Molly Maid. More time for family, shopping, and everything else that needs your attention this time of year. Visitors to your home will compliment you on how clean and fresh your home is. Molly Maid cleans your house the way you want. They listen and they care. From Best of the Brazos winner Molly Maid, you get a clean you can trust. Call Molly Maid today for all your holiday cleaning needs. You'll be glad you did. 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700 or online at mollymaid.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
How often do we hear discouraging reports about today's young people? From drug and alcohol abuse to teen pregnancy rates, it's enough to make a person lose hope in the younger generation. But not so fast. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. If we pay close attention, we'll find there are still plenty of reasons to be encouraged about today's teenagers. Take a story from Fort Collins, Colorado as the most recent example. 3 13-year-old girls were cutting through a field on their way home when they found money strewn across the grass. A lot of it. In fact, $1,000 worth of it. Excited, the girls grabbed up all the money they could find and rushed home. But that's where the girl's character revealed itself. We knew this wasn't our money, one of them said, so they called their parents, who then contacted the police. What none of the girls realized was that the money had been stolen from a local business. The police did a thorough search of the area and discovered the mask and weapon used in the robbery. This was crucial evidence against the man arrested for the crime. Because of the 3 teenagers with character, a local business had its stolen property returned, and the man responsible for the theft was held accountable. The girls each received a financial reward and the praise of a thankful community. As the local chief of police said, if there were more people like these girls in the world, we'd all be a little better off. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. Right now, get 30% off any copy and print orders of $30 or more. Visit Staples.com or text Staples to 84444. Offer ends 11/12. Staples. That was easy.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1.
Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
One more time. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at sports. It's brought to you by Awards and More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. Texas A&M is 5-3 now with tough road games coming up at Oklahoma, then at Kansas State. It was a devastating overtime loss to Missouri on Saturday, but there's no choice now but to strap it on and get ready and get better. And Ryan Swope said that that's exactly what Coach Mike Sherman told them after Saturday's loss.
These are the toughest ones to lose, you know, the closest ones. And he said, you know, great teams come back and fight. And we're going to do that. We're going to have a good week of practice. We're going to take a look at the film. We're going to, you know, build on the positives. And we're going to come back, bounce back for, you know, we got a, you know, a tough schedule left. And, you know, we're just going to build on it. And we're going to stay positive throughout the rest of the season. That's all you can do. And, you know, we've got, great seniors on the team, great leaders. And, you know, we just got to keep moving forward.
The Aggies have been outscored 80-15 after halftime of those three losses to Oklahoma State, Arkansas, and Missouri. They're going to kick off with OU in Norman a little after 2:30 on Saturday. Of course, you'll hear the game right here with the pregame starting at 1:30. The Aggies have dropped out of all the polls now, the AP, the coaches, the BCS rankings after their third loss. LSU and Alabama. Going to happen on Saturday. They're number 1 and number 2 in all the polls and the BCS ranking. They'll play each other in Tuscaloosa. So third-ranked Oklahoma State in the BCS, they can move to 2nd with a win over Kansas State. Stanford and Boise State are 4th and 5th in the BCS ranking. Oklahoma fans and athletics will have a heavy heart this week, as do all of us who knew and listened to Bob Berry Sr. Call Sooner football and basketball for 31 years. Barry passed away in his sleep Sunday morning at the age of 80. In all, Barry called radio play-by-play for 50 years, including 17 of those at Oklahoma State. He was hired originally by Oklahoma legendary coach Bud Wilkinson and spent 11 years in Norman, then went to Stillwater, but came back to call OU football and basketball for the final 20 years of his career. He retired just after last season, a true broadcasting legend. Well, the high school football season is going to end this Friday night for the Bryan Vikings and the Rudder Rangers, but the A&M Consolidated Tigers will move on after the regular season. And with their 39-17 loss to Belton, Bryan will miss postseason and will stow the equipment after Friday's road game at Temple. The Rudder Rangers will wrap up their fourth season of football, still short of the playoffs, when they host Elgin on Friday. But the Consolidated Tigers will return to the playoffs after their 30-23 comeback overtime win over Harker Heights last Friday kept them in second place in 12-5A. And they clinched the top seed in Division I out of district. They could still get a district co-championship with a win at Belton Friday coupled with the Coppers Cove loss to Harker Heights. Now down the road, Navasota beat previously unbeaten Smithville 47-18. The Rattlers can win the title outright Friday at Giddings before heading to the playoffs. Arian Foster ran for 112 yards and a touchdown in the Texans' 24-14 win over the Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday. Texan quarterback Matt Schaub threw for a TD pass and ran for another score. Here's Coach Gary Kubiak.
We've been doing a lot of good things. I mean, we've moved the heck out of the ball and we've got a good offensive group, you know. But I think what we sense is that we have opportunities to be dominant at times and be dang good, you know, and that's what we're after.
Philadelphia Eagles routed the Cowboys last night 34-7. Eagles quarterback Michael Vick threw for 279 yards. Tony Romo tossed the Cowboys' only touchdown to Laurent Robinson. Here's Coach Jason Garrett.
Eagles beat us in all phases of the football game tonight, offensively, defensively, in the kicking game. It really was about execution more than anything else. I don't think it was about effort. I think we worked hard. Guys were fighting hard in all three phases. They just played better than we did. We got to give them credit.
St. Louis Cardinals won the World Series with an easy 6-2 win over the Rangers Friday night. Rangers just could not recover from the devastating loss in Game 6 on Thursday when they were twice a strike away from winning it all. So St. Louis got to celebrate with their fans.
The veterans on this team have great integrity by playing the game. They want to mentor the young guys. They don't ever cheat you when they come to play. And then what's even is just as impressive, our young guys don't have all the answers, and they come in and they want to learn. And so we really benefit from the leadership of our old guys and the younger guys. It's really a perfect blended team. They come together for the same reasons, no matter what experience.
That's Tony La Russa for Lance Berkman. Very special. After so many years with the Astros, now he has a World Series ring.
Just incredible. Better than I expected. It blows me away. I mean, these fans are unbelievable. What a turnout. This is like a dream come true.
And the Aggie volleyball team got the second half of the Big 12 off to a good start last night with a 4-set win over Kansas at Reed Arena. They'll host Texas Tech Wednesday night. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More at 7:57. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Government is broken. How do we fix it? Send an Aggie to get the job done. Bob Yancey, a job-creating business owner and decorated Air Force veteran. Bob Yancey graduated from Texas A&M with a dream to succeed. Bob Yancey did. A devoted family man and Christian conservative, Bob Yancey founded a local business that uses free market competition to reduce healthcare costs while increasing the quality of care. Bob Yancey wants to apply his proven business skills to government because lower taxes, less spending, and fewer regulations mean more jobs. And Bob Yancey believes Texans should run Texas. That's why he'll stand up to Obama and the Washington liberals. Bob Yancey is endorsed by former Republican Party of Texas Chairman Kathy Adams and by Roger Lewis and David Kent, who led the Republican Party of Brazos County for more than 20 years. The conservative Republican choice for state representative, Bob Yancey.
Political ad paid for by the Bob Yancey campaign.
Where do you want to go for lunch today?
How about Ohana Korean Grill?
Korean food? I've never had Korean food.
Don't let the unknown scare you off. Stop by Ohana Korean Grill for a new delicious experience. Try bulgogi, thinly sliced flavorful beef served in a hot stoned bowl. Or kalbi, soy marinated short ribs served in a cast iron skillet. Ohana Korean Grill uses the freshest ingredients in special marinades. To go or takeout orders welcome. Try something new for lunch. Ohana Korean Grill, located at 2501 South Texas Avenue, right next to 4.0 and Go in College Station. Call 680-9911.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org.
Tired of the same old song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there's a choice. America's...
Okay, for a high 51 tonight, going to be near 80 on Tuesday and Wednesday, then gets cooler. In fact, Wednesday night, 43 will be our low. We'll be down in the upper 30s on Thursday night. It's 50 right now, WTAW, College Station, Bryant.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Normally on Halloween, a chainsaw is a costume prop. Not in the Northeast. Littered with tree limbs taken down by heavy wet snow, taking out power and closing a lot of schools. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live here in New York.
Dave, thousands of school children are home from school today. There have been power outages in 3 million homes and businesses up and down a soggy and stormy East Coast.
I don't think in October we're really supposed to have these bad of storms.
It's the third time since records have been kept here in New York that it has snowed in the month of October. Temperatures are starting to rise, melting the snow as utility companies struggle to restore power. At least 12 deaths are being blamed on the storm. Dave?
Gordon Herman Cain will be asked a lot of questions today about a story Politico broke claiming the Republican presidential frontrunner harassed two women while heading up the National Restaurant Association in the 90s, then paid them to leave. Cain's spokesman denies it.
They can't even name a source of the story. It was from a third party. There's nothing to this.
An attack outside a UN office in Afghanistan has left 5 dead in Kandahar, 3 of them workers at the UN's refugee agency. Score one for the Palestinians at the UN in their bid for statehood. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
That's right, the UN's Global Culture Agency accepting Palestine as a member. That decision met with cheers from some delegates, but the United States is threatening to withhold funding.
This action today
will complicate our ability to support UNESCO's programs.
The U.S. delegation warning the move is premature. Separately, the Palestinians are seeking recognition at the full U.N. level, although a vote on that is likely to take time, Dave.
Alistair, thousands of Qantas passengers who were stranded worldwide over the weekend by a 48-hour grounding of flights hope to get to their destinations soon after an Australian court ruled yesterday that ended weeks of employee strikes and canceled a Qantas staff lockout. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Mike Rowe went to a real Ford dealership service department to talk to a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, what, sales event?
Yes, we are. Big tire and brake sales event.
That
yes.
means that you've got lots of different tires?
Yes, we do.
And how do I know as a consumer that Ford has the kind of tire that I need for my particular vehicle?
Well, we carry 11 major brands, so chances are what you're looking for, we have it.
What are the important aspects of this sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts going on.
You're selling brakes as well?
Yes, we are.
Why should somebody bring their car here to get the brakes done?
When you bring your vehicle to a Ford dealership, you know that your vehicle's being worked on by technicians who work on Fords all day long.
And when you stop by now, you can buy four select tires and get a $100 rebate. Plus a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service. That's expert service and money back in your pocket.
So you have a lot of tires, and it's a big event.
It's a huge event.
And it involves brakes, too.
Yes, it does.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 11/30/11.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees, or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
They don't have a phone? They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone!
You can post a job opening on a lot of websites that don't offer very good or even any customer service. We're not like that. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com, and we have a phone with real customer service human beings at the other end.
They don't have a phone! I can't believe they don't have a phone!
We're here for you. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
He's a man who's ethical. He's an attorney you can trust to be beside you every step of the legal process, from your free initial consultation through the best possible outcome for your case. You can count on him to fight for you skillfully and competently. He's available to his clients 24 hours a day by cell phone, email, and personal appointment. He's Jeff Paradowski, voted this year's best attorney in the best of the Brazos. Call the law offices of Jeff Paradowski, 774-2222.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
WTAW News Time, 8:05. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. High today in the upper 70s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. Brought to you by Merrymaids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to Merrymaids.com. Merrymaids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Brian Mayer Jason Byinski says there's misinformation regarding the city's special election questions related to selling the municipal golf course and purchasing Briarcrest Country Club. Responding to a statement made on WTAW by Councilman Mike Sutherland, Byinski says the city attorney's office is not sitting on a contract to sell the municipal course.
There's no sweetheart deals done under the table, anything of any sort. It's a parkland. It'd have to be publicly bid by law.
Byinski says if the municipal golf course is sold, that money will have to go into new and existing parks.
You have my word as the mayor of Bryan. I've talked to the city manager, Keene Register. We've had this conversation. Another false rumor out there is that we're going to reduce the O&M budget of the Parks and Recreation Department, and we're going to take whatever money we receive from the municipal sale, and we're going to just put it into, you know, economic development projects or roads and sewers. By law, it has to go back into parks and recreational functions.
More information from the city of Bryan can be seen on our website. Just go to WTAW.com.
A few Texas A&M employees got an early start to the weekend thanks to a report of smoke inside the administration building. Bart Humphreys with the College Station Fire Department says they were notified Friday afternoon just before 4.
Well, the building had been evacuated, and we did see some smoke and a burning smell on the second and third floor. We checked, I guess you could say, all the usual suspects, mechanical rooms, heating units, light ballasts, elevator equipment, and didn't find a source.
After finding nothing following a search that lasted an hour and a half, Humphrey says control of the building was returned to university officials. The Political Action Committee for the Texas Association of Realtors has paid for a survey of the House District 14 special election. Vasilis and Associates of Austin last Sunday contacted 330 likely voters in the special election to fill the vacancy left with the retirement of Fred Brown. With a margin of error of plus or minus 5.4%, 35% of those surveyed said they would vote for Bobby Yancey, 26% favored Judy Leonis, 15% John Rainey, 14% Rebecca Banick, and 10% were either undecided or refused to disclose their choice. The survey also included results of asking about the candidate's name, awareness, and image. You can read the survey results online with this story at WTAW.com. A former College Station city councilman is throwing his hat in the ring for the second Brazos County seat in the Texas House. Chris Scotty has filed as a Republican for the proposed House District 12, stretching from Brazos County in the south to McLennan County in the north. So far, Scotty is the first candidate to officially file for the seat. The district is in a degree of limbo right now because of the legal challenge to the Texas redistricting maps approved during the last legislative session. Minority groups contend the maps make it more difficult for them to elect the candidate of their choosing. It may be Halloween, but Brian, police say it's the season for an increase in vehicle burglaries as well.
This is typical. As we get closer to the holidays, you'll start to see some more of these. But what we're noticing a lot of is people just failing to do the simplest little things to help prevent them from being a victim of that crime. Simple as locking your car doors. We're seeing a lot of burglary of motor vehicles of unsecure vehicles. That means people just going by and pulling on the handle and then digging around in there.
Brian, detectives say many victims aren't following the simplest suggestions of hiding valuables and locking their vehicles. Over 27 years, the numbers include more than 168,000 cups of hot chocolate and 314,000 cookies. Those are among the historical statistics kept by those running the City of College Station's Christmas lights in Central Park. This year, the venue moves to Wolfpin Creek and is being renamed Christmas at the Creek. Parks Supervisor Scott Hook says there will continue to be a holiday presence at Central Park, though.
It's a little exposure from the bypass area. Give people an opportunity to make a loop and see both of the parks that are lit up. This will give our public that's used to beating Christmas in the park over at Central an opportunity to maybe enjoy a little peaceful side of it. You want to take the kids, you want to drive through and see this, an opportunity to go reflect, you know, on some of the displays and stuff that we have, but at a little smaller scale.
The Tower of Power display will be located near the Central Park ball fields. The park office will be decorated, and lights will also be installed along Crinictap Road. Information about the new features at Wolfpin Creek are available on our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:10, 50 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Merry Maids. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax. It's done.
Government is broken. How do we fix it? Send an Aggie to get the job done. Bob Yancey, a job-creating business owner and decorated Air Force veteran. Bob Yancey graduated from Texas A&M with a dream to succeed. Bob Yancey did. A devoted family man and Christian conservative, Bob Yancey founded a local business that uses free market competition to reduce healthcare costs while increasing the quality of care. Bob Yancey wants to apply his proven business skills to government because lower taxes, less spending, and fewer regulations mean more jobs. And Bob Yancey believes Texans should run Texas. That's why he'll stand up to Obama and the Washington liberals. Bob Yancey is endorsed by former Republican Party of Texas Chairman Kathy Adams and by Roger Lewis and David Kent, who led the Republican Party of Brazos County for more than 20 years. The conservative Republican choice for state representative, Bob Yancey.
Political ad paid for by the Bob Yancey campaign.
Hey, it's 8:11. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure will continue to drift across North Texas, keeping sunshine in the forecast for the remainder of the state and dry conditions, unfortunately. Highs will be 75 to 80 degrees. Going to be clear across the area tonight. Lows will be somewhere between 50 and 55. It's going to be mostly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs will be 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, skies are clear, 55 to 60. Sunshine throughout Wednesday, highs will be 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, not so much here, I mean, to some extent, but, you know, the housing market, it's a tough market out there if you're trying to sell your home.
Mm-hmm.
Housing market in the dump, so some people still buying luxury homes. Competition for these buyers, fierce. And so they are being wooed in part by open houses that offer some pretty insanely over-the-top things, like open houses peppered with male jugglers, bare-chested, bare-chested, of course.
Yeah. Of course.
Free cocktails, aerial showgirls, Thai foot massages, and Botox gift certificates.
This is called staging.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah. I don't think we'd
right. Yeah,
not necessarily play here,
stage
but
stage your home. Yeah.
A Los Angeles Times article quotes an agent as saying, "Price is the key, but it's the presentation that will sell the property." The agent says that his showgirls, in fact, have helped her lease a property for $22,500 a month. But the girls leave; they don't stay. So,
if I were to sell my house, could I get a little, have some pull and maybe get Candy to do a remote or something like that?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, wouldn't that be good?
That'd be kind of fun. Police say that William Drew Webb found his Florida home had been burgled, and among the missing items, two laptop computers, two credit cards,
and a partridge in a pear,
$100 in change, and some Jacksonville Jaguar tickets. So Drew later decided
they realized what they had and they threw those on the lawn.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, right. Okay, now see, here we go. Yeah. Drew decided to go to a nearby bar to meet a friend, and once Drew arrived, he learned that his friend had just sold two Jaguar tickets to another man at the bar for $20 each.
Oh, nice.
They probably haggled.
Yeah.
Drew and his buddy determined the man was the burglar and alerted police. So there you go. What do you mean you sold them for $20?
How'd you get that much, man?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Okay, boys, so what's your pet peeve at a restaurant? What is your pet peeve at a restaurant?
That's easy for me.
Is it?
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, and I'm on a mission, as a matter of fact.
To get it
fixed.
Okay.
Hot food not being served hot or even warm sometimes.
Okay, now.
Lukewarm served food, that is absolutely number one pet peeve.
All right, what did Luke ever have to do with this?
Happen a lot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it does.
Really?
No, in this town especially, and I'm calling everybody out who does it. There are a few that I can name that don't do it. I think that your food should be served to where it is so hot that you either have to let it sit or blow on it.
If they do that, they'll get complaints in the other direction.
Well, I just think that food has to be served hot.
What is the worst thing that, as far as
that's
you're
mine,
concerned?
Anyway, that's
no. What is the worst food item that's not warm enough for you?
Potatoes. Fast food is fried, it's French fries, but in sit-down restaurants, it's your veggies or your potatoes, like if you get mashed potatoes or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Or sometimes the entree, the beef, the chicken, the fish, or something like that.
Yeah.
The rolls.
Do you stand up to eat when you go to McDonald's?
Well, I'm talking about like drive-through.
Sit-down restaurant.
I'm talking about drive-through.
It's not a sit-down restaurant, Judy. We've got to stand up to eat here.
No, that's my biggest peeve.
When you're not happy, do you stand up, take the plate, and carry it to a manager? Or do you raise your hand and go, waitress?
I'm very, very nice. I'll ask the waitress. And I want to start a campaign for everybody. If your food is not as hot as you like it to be, get the waitress over and have them heat it up. I want everybody to start doing that. I want restaurants.
Come here, darling. I need you to heat it up.
I want restaurants to get the message. We pay enough for our food. The hot food should be hot.
Hey, Chase.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here's what happens.
Yeah.
Takes it back. Says, guy over at table 7 says it's not hot enough.
Uh-huh.
Guy goes, okay.
No, I just, that's just my
or it gets put in the microwave for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, do you guys?
Careful, the plate might be hot.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying the food is cold, like it's been in the refrigerator.
Right.
But, mashed potatoes should be hot.
Yeah.
Or at least real, real warm.
Yeah.
You know, not just lukewarm or temperatureless.
Yeah.
You know? So
I'm just going to be honest. Mm-hmm. The restaurants where we eat out, the temperature of the food's not that important.
Really?
Yeah. So. But, I understand what you're saying.
He just eats at ice cream shops.
And sushi.
Do you want your sushi to be hot?
No.
Okay.
No, but I'm talking about foods that are supposed to be hot.
Well, that was just my answer. Chase, do you have a pet peeve?
You know, I'm racking my brain. I just have so many pet peeves in general. Yeah. I mean, it's just, if I got to drill it down to, if I've got to drill it down to a restaurant.
Can we sell that? Chase's pet peeves of life?
I think it's well established that I'm a curmudgeon.
You're
way
working
before
toward
my
curmudgeon.
Time,
so. Hello.
Yeah, I've heard that rice is the worst food for culprit for food poison.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. That's
rice.
Especially talking to Susie. I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
The number one pet peeve is a disappearing weight person.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah. Except, well, sometimes a weight person is there too much, except when you need them, and then they're not there.
Hello?
Oh, well, the worst is a cold, rock-hard biscuit from Cracker Barrel.
Well, don't be naming names, but okay.
Yeah, we're not into naming names.
Yeah, okay. All right, there you go. Well, just know what you got. And so,
I do have a pet peeve for restaurants.
Okay.
There you go.
The drink prices.
And iced tea has gone through the roof now.
Well, we got a story about that. I didn't use it last week. We may use it this week. And they're talking about how they're not selling nearly, it had to do with water. They're talking about water is being consumed in restaurants more than ever.
Right.
But you know what? Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder why.
I mean, you want to talk price gouging?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I mean, am I wrong?
No. You're
is that
dead
not
on.
The definition of price gouging?
Yeah, you're dead
of
on.
What you, and it's and all of them, all of them.
Well, especially with iced tea.
It's not any different. No, it's not any different because you know we're talking the blip of syrup that you put in that.
The fizzy drinks are there too,
and
I don't know of any restaurant that can be accepted from this.
I mean, and that's why you get free refills. I mean, you know, go for that.
Well, I need to get I need to get 5 gallons to take home for what we're paying.
Yeah, that's true. You think about that. I don't know that beer is that much more expensive than
cheaper.
Yeah.
Depending on what time you go. Jamie and I looked at this.
Did you?
We're sitting there with the kids one night and I don't even remember where we were. It's totally irrelevant.
Yeah.
But after we got the bill and I looked down and I saw how much we had paid for our soft drinks, I looked at her and I said, it would have been cheaper if we'd bought beer.
Get a beer at happy hour for like $1.25.
That's
you
right.
can't get tea for that.
Can you give me this beer in a sippy cup for the little boy, please?
Bill McGuire's here this morning. Do you get a lot of gripes about restaurants?
One of my favorites was a lady who came in after I just got to the BBB, and they were filling out a complaint. They were from Anderson, and they'd eaten somewhere over in Navasota, and it was just I had trouble not laughing. It had to do with a buy one get one free steak deal.
Okay,
and when the wife's steak came out, she thought it was undercooked, and so. She thought it was overcooked, so she pushed it away and said, you need to get me a new steak. So waitress goes to get her another steak, never takes the other steak away. The husband eats the second steak. And then they bring her a third piece of meat, which she eats, and she couldn't believe it when they wanted to bill her for that extra steak. Yeah, it was amazing.
It's to buy one, get a couple free. Is that what she thought?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Hey, you're not here to talk about that, but we thought we'd tie it in. What you got?
Well, you know, I was almost late this morning. I was a little upset. You know, I went to that Metallica concert in India, and you know, they canceled it, and I almost got trampled. But I barely made it here in time.
Okay, good.
Hey, BBB is going to host a shred day next Monday, November 7th, from 8 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon, and we would like our consumers here in Brazos County and small businesses to find the documents that are sensitive that they can get rid of, and don't throw them in the trash. Please bring them by up to 50 pounds. Bring them by the BBB offices at 418 Tarot, right behind the Chimney Hill Center, close to the Hilton. Just call us. We'll direct you in if you need to.
All right.
And yours truly will be taking that from people. They can just drop it off to us. We're partnering with Vance Goss, who owns Brazos Record Storage, who's kindly donating this to us and the community. And we'll be placing their documents in, the barrels that Vance and his people will come back and forth, pick up and take out to shred. So we want to make it convenient for everybody. Just bring it on by. Please make sure you don't have to take the staples out. You don't have to take the paper clips off. But please take them out of any binders. They don't do binders. So up to 50 pounds. Now, people may have a question in their mind. Well, I've got a whole stack of papers. I'm not going to worry about it too much if you're not going over too much. I'm not going to weigh it, but please be mindful that we have a lot of people that will drop off paperwork. We think we're getting a lot of play on this, and so just want to protect everybody's ID. Come by and take advantage of this shred day. Research showed us that we had 8.1 million adult victims of ID theft in 2010, Scott, and it resulted in over $37 billion. And one of the things that's so prevalent today is scammers are going online and stealing or gaining access to Social Security numbers that are set aside for children. And so as people have kids, they have to assign a Social Security number to them. And they'll find out later on sometimes that scammers are already using those Social Security numbers and selling them to people who use them to put together fake credit. And that's not a good thing. So BBB suggests that parents, once they have a Social Security number for their children, do what they should be doing for themselves, check their credit reports, not only for themselves, but also for those kids' Social Security numbers, at least annually. Make sure there isn't something hiding out there. So please, if you have any questions about our Shred Day coming up next Monday, give us a call at 260-2222, or they can check out for more information on the web, www.bbb.org. Hope to see you.
All right. Thanks a bunch. Bill McGuire here on Alternate Mondays from the Better Business Bureau.
Big Bank backtracks. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Marcy Norton. One of the nation's biggest banks is saying no to a monthly debit card fee. Wells Fargo joins Chase and other big lenders in opting not to charge customers monthly fees for using debit cards. Wells Fargo is the nation's fourth largest bank by assets. It dropped a five-state pilot plan of charging $3 a month for debit cards. Bank of America is still going ahead with its $5 a month debit card fee. U.S. stocks expected to follow European stocks lower at the open as excitement surrounding the Eurozone debt plan begins to fade. The Nasdaq futures are lower by 22 points. S&P futures are down by 15. The Dow is up 12% so far in October. Today is the final day of trading for the month. Market watchers generally see a strong October as a good sign for the rest of the year. November is historically the third strongest month for stocks. I'm Marcy Norton with the Dow Jones Money Report.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
Outgrow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Hey, it's wrapping up. It's the Irvin Miller bedroom sale that's going on at Amish Furniture for generations. Stop in now. You can save 10% off the beautiful Irvin Miller bedroom selections in styles like Queen Anne or American Ivy and the number one bestseller Arts and Crafts Mission style. All the pieces are handcrafted, made from solid woods, and special attention to all the details to make sure that you've got the quality that you will enjoy and then be able to pass on to your children. Thus the name, Amish Furniture for Generations. And it is handcrafted by American Craftsman right here, Amish American Craftsman. And, you know, what's great is you can make the choices that you want to as far as the wood and the finish is concerned. And by the way, In addition to the Irvin Miller bedroom sale, you can find 10% off all the outdoor lawn and patio furniture. There's swivel gliders and swings and coffee and end tables and arbors and chairs, all sorts of stuff like that. Outdoor decorations, too. Windmills, planters, wishing wells, and lots of other items. And remember, there's never any veneer or particle board used in any of the pieces. You get to pick the wood again, stained and finished the way that you want. So stop in and see them at Amish Furniture for Generations while the Irvin Miller bedroom sale is going on. But it's wrapping up. They're in the Carter Creek Shopping Center next to Tuesday Morning Amish Furniture for Generations.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harville, and Russ and I want to thank the Brazos Valley for voting our hometown company, Texas Trading Post, the best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at txtraders.com.
Howdy, I'm Bobby Jenkins. At ABC, we take protecting your family very seriously, especially when it comes to pest control. That's why ABC has gone the extra mile to become Green Pro certified. It isn't an easy achievement, and very few companies have earned it. Being a Green Pro means complying with green service standards of the National Pest Management Association. Simply put, when you hire ABC, you're getting the best of the best, guaranteed. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
It's Monday. That means it's time for Heritage Highlights. And Fran Lamb, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. And this is Fran.
The first firefighters in the city of Bryan bore the name of Little Alerts. Not much is known about them today, as few records were kept of their exploits. What is known about them is that they were organized sometime before 1871 and had only a few pieces of firefighting equipment available to them, namely leather buckets and the heart and muscle to make them work. In 1871, there were two companies organized, Hook and Ladder Company No. 1 and Engine Company No. 1. The Hook and Ladder Company was equipped with a hand-drawn ladder service truck, which carried six ground ladders 12 to 14 feet long. The ladder truck also carried pike poles, axes, and a pull-down hook and chain. The engine company had a manual pump and 12 leather buckets. In 1877, Alert Engine Company No. 2 was formed. This company consisted of young men who were equipped with a small manual engine. After about 5 years of service, it was disbanded. Shortly after 1881, a committee was appointed to purchase a steam fire engine for the city of Bryan. The committee raised funds and purchased the first American LaFrance steam fire engine to be sold and used in the state of Texas. With the purchase of the steamer, a major problem faced the volunteers. The company did not have funds to buy a horse to pull the steamer. The answer was to offer a $5 award to the owner of the first team of horses to arrive at the firehouse when the alarm was sounded. An award of $1 was given to the team that came in second. At that time, the water supply for firefighting consisted of five underground cisterns at the center of Bryan's Main Street. Later, a combination firehouse and opera house was located at the corner of Main and 26th. The fire department operated downstairs while the opera house occupied the upper floor. Ironically, the building burned in 1909. The only item salvaged from the fire was the fire bell itself, which is now located on the grounds of the Bryan Public Library. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights. For information about Heritage Highlights or to listen to previously aired programs, visit our new and exciting website at heritagehighlights.org.
Well, thank you, Fran Lamb, as always. And next Monday, another edition of Heritage Highlights. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 8:31, 53 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the upper 70s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this final look at news for the morning. It's brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. Save up to $1,000 during the factory-authorized clearance on Polaris ATVs and Rangers while supplies last. Polaris Fun Center. They sell fun, not tractors. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The dollars and cents of publicly owned golf courses is one of the considerations for Bryant voters in the upcoming election. A binding question could give the city council authority to sell the municipal course, while an advisory question would give the council direction on buying Briarcrest Country Club. Mayor Jason Byinski admits the city hasn't been turning a profit on the municipal course.
Saying we should make money on it. It is a park, and people will advocate that, you know, our parks aren't money centers. But I think it's important that the people look at the financials and look at where we're at. I think we lost probably about $400,000 plus over the last 7 years.
Byinski also brought up the city revenue generated by the privately owned Briarcrest that would be lost if purchased by the city.
They pay good taxes. I think about $60,000 a year to the city of Bryan. Utilities are running probably in that $20,000 to $30,000 a month range. So the city of Bryan does make money off of Briarcrest Country Club. They're a wonderful taxpayer to have.
You can go to our website, WTAW.com, and read more information provided by the city of Bryan. Smoke was seen and smelled Friday afternoon in the administration building at Texas A&M. Bart Humphreys of the College Station Fire Department says firefighters couldn't find the source after they searched the building for an hour and a half.
That happens sometimes in buildings of that size. And what we end up doing is turning the building over to the physical plant on campus and the environmental health and safety office, and let them continue to look and keep an eye on the building and call us if anything shows up.
The smoke and odor were detected on the second and third floors that led to the fire call and an evacuation of the building. The day before the start of early voting last week, some 330 likely voters were asked about the special election to fill Texas House District 14. That was the seat vacated with Fred Brown's retirement. The survey was paid for by the Texas Association of Realtors Political Action Committee and was done by Basilis and Associates of Austin. The survey included results of asking about the candidate's name, awareness, and image, as well as who they would vote for. 10% of those responding were either undecided or refused to disclose their choice. 14% chose Rebecca Bainick, 15% for John Rainey, 26% for Judy Leunis, and 35% favored Bob Yancey. The survey has a margin of error of 5.4%. You can read the survey results online with this story at WTAW.com. With all the talk of the unexpired term to fill in Texas House District 14 comes the first official filing for House District 12. Former College Station City Councilman Chris Scotty has filed as a Republican for the 2012 race. Now, District 12 isn't final yet because the redistricting map approved by the legislature earlier this year is being challenged by minority groups. The groups say the plan makes it more difficult for them to elect the candidate of their choosing. If District 12 stays intact, it will take up the rest of Brazos County, not in District 14. From there, District 12 stretches north to McLennan County. The closer it gets to the holidays, local law enforcement are responding to more vehicle burglaries. Officer John Agnew of the Bryan Police Department says their detectives are seeing the seasonal increase earlier than usual.
Come back from the weekend or after a night and see things are tossed around in the car. Maybe nothing was taken, but they still feel victimized by it. And then little things like just not putting your iPod up or not putting your navigation system up. Just simple things like that. If you could remember to out of sight, put it out of sight, out of mind, it'll help those people from trying to shop in your vehicle as you pass by.
Agnew also says to lock your vehicles, many of which many recent burglary victims have not done. And College Station City Council received an update at its last meeting about holiday lights in two locations. While the main venue will move to Wolfpin Creek this year, there will continue to be a Christmas light presence at Central Park. Parks Supervisor Scott Hook says that includes some familiar sites.
Along the Critic Tap entryway, we have 8 poles up there. We'll put the Christmas lights back on the street light poles so that you have the visibility to from the street coming in. Central Park's office, we plan on doing a traditional Christmas neighborhood decoration on it, the lights, the garlands, maybe a few decorations in the windows so that you can get out and stroll the park and see this. We have the area which where the Tower of Power, which has always been the big feature and one of the big lighting displays that you can see from all over as you go down the bypass. We'll have that going up in the field adjacent to the ball fields, which will be viewed from the bypass.
Information about what's been named Christmas at the Creek is available with this story at WTAW.com. The move to Wolfpin Creek comes after 27 years in Central Park. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 52 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Everyone is tightening their belts about now, and at Dexter Mortgage, we can help. We can lower your interest rate or change the terms of your loan to better fit your financial future. And rates are great. 30-year loan is just in the mid-fours now with good credit. A 15-year note is even less. Do you want to remodel your home or pay off those pesky credit cards, get a tax deduction at the same time? You may have all the money that you need. The problem is, it's all in your home. Solution? Dexter Mortgage. We can explain to you your options. Get the money that you need. We make loans honestly without all that double talk. I know that not everyone refinances or purchases a new home every day, but we do. Call me today. I'm Debbie Davis with Dexter Mortgage. We handle government loans like FHA and VA, conventional loans, 30, 20, and 15-year notes, construction loans, even cash out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. Whew. We do it all. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
Classic Collision and Restoration tells you that Classic does work that most body shops don't. But in addition to that, Classic Collision and Restoration does body shop that most everybody else does. That is straightening panels, pulling panels, matching paint, taking care of the dings and the nicks of your everyday driver. Classic Collision can do that for you. Also, when it comes to dealing with insurance companies, and they can help you when it comes to traversing through those waters. Maybe you need to rent a car. If you need to, Classic Collision can help you with that. If you need a ride back home after dropping your ride off at Classic Collision, they can do that as well. Or if you have to have that car or truck or van towed into Classic Collision to have the body work done, then they'll be glad to help you there too. Now, a lot of people don't know that in Texas, you've got the right to get your car fixed any place you want. Insurance companies have preferred shops. A lot of times that's because the insurance company tells you they need to be fixed there because they guarantee the work. Well, guess what? You get a lifetime warranty on the work that Classic Collision does. So go to them if you want Classic Collision to do the work for you. Give Doug a call at 779-8399 or go to aggiebodyshop.com for Classic Collision and Restoration.
Change has come to the Brazos Valley. So don't settle for a newscast that comes from another city miles away. Now, a brand new alternative for local news is here. That's right, local news from right here on Texas Avenue. Your new source for local news, weather, and of course, the Aggies. KAGS TV is coming to Aggie Land with local newscasts. Local people living here, working here. KAGS HD News, weeknights at 6 and 10 p.m. KAGS HD's chief meteorologist Jared Plushnick and Rudy's have teamed up for Jared's Party on the Patio, Thursdays in November. Go to KAGSTV.com and click on the Rudy's logo to register for your chance to win. You and nine of your closest friends or family will be enjoying Rudy's barbecue and watching Jared's weather live from Rudy's Patio. And during November, bring a new toy to Rudy's for Camo Santa, and you'll get a free gift. It's all from your friends at KAGS HD and Rudy's Barbecue and Country Store.
Oh, hey, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2A.
High pressure will continue to drift across North Texas, keeping sunshine in the forecast for the remainder of the state and dry conditions, unfortunately. Highs will be 75 to 80 degrees. Going to be clear across the area tonight. Lows will be somewhere between 50 and 55. It's going to be mostly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs will be 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, skies are clear, 55 to 60. Sunshine throughout Wednesday, highs will be 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, so now here's something that's kind of interesting, I guess. An idea that
we'll be the judge of that.
Well, right, exactly.
Hey, you got me hooked.
You, yeah.
Kind of interesting, yeah, I guess.
Heck of a sell job.
Yeah, thanks. A fruit label sticker that turns into produce wash when rubbed with water. It's organic, doesn't waste stickers. You don't have to buy that fruit wash stuff. Did y'all ever buy that fruit wash?
No.
Rip off. You mean you mean you eat the sticker?
Well, here's the deal. The concept started out as a pocket fruit wash, okay? And you, like, you have it with you and you could use it, okay, which customers could break open and clean their fruit, because after all, if you buy it from a street vendor, see, then, you know, you don't know if this fruit's clean, right?
I'm not familiar with a fruit wash. I'm sorry. What is a fruit wash?
Oh, you haven't seen that? You can buy it in the grocery store?
I mean, my fruit wash is, you know, the kitchen
Yeah, no, no, they've got this stuff, you know, that's, and of course they'll say it enhances the flavor and all that sort of garbage.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Anyway,
I mean,
but then he realized that we don't need that much fruit wash for a single piece of fruit.
Yeah.
So he integrated it inside the construction of the label, making the label dissolvable, but still water resistant. Details of the actual construction of the sticker are still secret. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you may see him in the real world soon, so. An opportunity for you to wash your apple, whatever. So, you know.
So that little Dole sticker on your banana,
something like that.
Kind of like that.
That's but I mean, you're not going to wash the outside of a banana because you don't care.
Yeah,
but
it sticks on one finger. Then
if it's an apple or a
finger.
Pear or an onion, then you're going to want it because you could just bite right into it.
Gotcha.
So, what do you think? Was that mildly interesting?
It is.
Well,
it is.
That's mildly interesting.
I think one side of the other of mild.
Yeah. I think I'd let you, I would gladly observe while you tried it first.
Tried that out to see how that works, right? Yeah. Rock.
Paper, scissors.
Rock.
Hudson.
No. Very nice.
The good ag.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Roll.
Rock DeJanis took a sawed-off shotgun,
that's my next guess,
100 pounds of ammunition, and a hunting knife into an elementary school in Buckingham, Quebec, Canada.
Oh, that'll end well.
Yeah, but he insists he wasn't planning to hurt anybody. He even told teachers he'd kill anybody if they called police. Instead, he told the judge he saw the gun as, quote, kind of a pass to gain entry into the school, end quote.
How nice.
So he could tell students that they should respect one another and not bully. Again. 100 pounds of ammunition, sawed-off shotgun, and a hunting knife into an elementary school. Yeah, probably will attract attention. Police in Sicily have issued a whopping $44,500 fine for an illegally parked car after racking up 2,000 years of interest. 2,000 years of interest. The interest due date was calculated from the year 208 A.D. after police dated the fine back to the year 208 rather than 2008. It was just a keying error. When the owner of the car opened the envelope with the parking ticket, she became dizzy, had to be taken to the hospital. Police later acknowledged the error, said that actually all the husband has to pay is $145, not $44,500. So no 2,000 years of interest for you. Employees at the United States government's Government Services Administration Building, that's the GSA, which is not a favorite of hardly anybody, taken to the hospital in serious condition after the toilet she was sitting on exploded.
Ooh.
At about the same time, another employee was injured in another exploding toilet incident, but did not need hospital treatment. Both of the injured are employed by the Department of Homeland Security, but the incidents were blamed on plumbing problems and not terrorism. A government spokesman termed the bizarre situation as a building mechanical incident. A building mechanical incident. The government took immediate action. Emergency memo went out to employees in the building that they were prohibited from using the potties. Had to go outside. They don't, again, I'm not doing black helicopters, but it was Homeland Security, and it was an exploding toilet. Just saying.
There you go.
Should have done that with Castro.
Yeah, what? Exploding toilet?
Yeah.
Well, they tried the cigar. That didn't
right.
work.
Well, so, you know, toilet, you know.
That's it. Retired NYPD detective caused a tragedy on Tuesday when she put a loaded pistol in her daughter's backpack. Backpack. The girl inadvertently brought it to school. Put her Marion Briscoe put her 25 caliber handgun in her 6-year-old daughter's book bag, planning to remove it later. Marion?
Hmm.
Anyway, but Marion forgot to remove the gun. She brought the weapon out in, how about that for a show and tell? In her first grade class, administrators called 911 after discovering the weapon. Nobody was hurt. It just could have been a tragedy.
I thought you said tragedy.
Well,
yeah,
I did too.
I was waiting on
it. Ended up not being that way.
Okay, well, that's good.
New Yorkers now don't have to drive to Las Vegas or fly to Las Vegas or drive to Atlantic City. They've got a casino in New York. It opened on Friday. It's located in South Ozone Park, Queens. Which, by the way, is where John Gotti used to live.
Hmm.
The president of the Resort World Casino said it will give New Yorkers a chance to, quote, experience Vegas without leaving the city. No, it won't. No, that will not be Las Vegas. Walking into one casino, knowing you're the only casino in town, that is not Las Vegas. And you're not going to be able to come outside and see a picture of Wayne Newton.
Is this owned by an Indian tribe? Or?
It's, Resorts World Casino. apparently it had been approved in 2001, but there'd been a lot of false starts, and it says political manipulation.
Oh,
yeah. So don't know. Okay. There you are. So it's in. Next time you want to go to New York, you can gamble. He said it's going to create a big mess. The guy across the street who owns a car repair shop, he said, people going to be parking out here, and it's going to hurt my business. So I'm sure he's going to probably try to file, you know, some sort of lawsuit to maybe close it. But you got yourself a casino now in South Ozone Park, Queens. Looks like Bank of America might be on its own. Do you remember when they talked about how they were planning to charge debit card users an additional fee for purchases?
Yep.
Well, all of a sudden, the other major banks indicated on Friday that they're not going to do that. J.P. Morgan Chase, one of the first big banks to test such fees, decided they will not adopt the plan, nor will U.S. Bank Corp, Citigroup, PNC Financial, Key Corp, or Wells Fargo.
Ah.
Way it stands right now. See how that works out for you. Dang. It was like, okay, let's all jump off the bridge. No, that's okay. You go ahead.
There's Bank of America.
Yeah. Computer game manufacturer Ubisoft has been doing games for Xbox, PlayStation, and Wii for years, now moving into the Facebook market. Pretty soon, you'll be able to log on to Facebook, and instead of playing Mafia Wars or Farmville, Chase's favorite,
mm-hmm. You know it.
You can take on a role in a game that's based on NCIS, NCIS Los Angeles, and House. You may also see games like The Smurfs and CSI Crime City soon, too, all on your Facebook page. So, in other words, you won't, and again, I don't have Facebook, but from everybody I talk to, they say you can burn an amazing amount of time looking at nothing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Looking at nothing.
Yeah. Or you don't have to. I mean, you know.
I understand.
My time spent on Facebook has dropped precipitously.
Yeah, mine has too.
In fact, I'm pretty much to the point that I have a Facebook account solely because of one game that I play every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a trivia game, and it only comes up once a day. You can only play it once.
Okay.
And then when the day rolls around, then you can play it again.
Oh, what's the name of it?
It's called Crank, Q-R-A-N-K, and it's based out of Austin.
Oh.
C-R-A-N-K?
Q-R-A-N-K.
Oh.
Okay. And the purpose of the game?
It's a trivia game, and they have scoreboards and stuff like that.
Are you playing against other people?
Yes. Well, you're competing. You're seeing how good of a score that you can get
now,
singularly.
Is it speed or accuracy?
It is speed. It is speed and accuracy.
Yeah, okay.
You have a certain amount of time to answer the question,
mm-hmm.
And they have what, 8 100-point questions, or 8 200, 8 400, and 4 1,000-point questions, and you have to answer 15 of them.
Okay, and then do you get to put your name like at the top of the list for the day, or do they do it for you, or what?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, all right.
How about that?
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Guy in Georgia is accused of trying to set a Taco Bell on fire.
Set the building on fire.
Mm, really?
And an unidentified customer got angry when his extra large chalupas didn't seem to have enough meat on them.
Witnesses, were they hot? That's the real question.
Yeah. Witnesses, yeah, because Tom would have been raising hell in the car. Because, you know, if that happens at the drive-through window, they'll just close the window on you.
Yeah.
Do you realize it?
Yeah. And then they just turn around and walk away.
Witnesses say the man told employees, all right, I'll just come up there and redecorate the place.
I didn't set the building on fire.
That's right. Cops said later that night they found a small fire burning in the Taco Bell drive-thru. They found a melted plastic container with a burning liquid inside.
Okay, but that's the last straw.
That's right. The fire only caused minor damage to the building. Police are still looking for the suspect. But again, go ahead, Milton. Tell us one more time.
I'll set the building on fire.
Yeah. Oh, that was the second one.
Mm. I'll set the building on fire.
The building on fire.
Okay, but that's the last straw.
Did you see the memo?
I have the memo.
Did you get that memo?
I have the memo.
Put more meat on the chalupa. Okay. Today...
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mundus.
That's right. Yves Saint Laurent is releasing a mascara with a floral scent.
Talk about somebody that doesn't know how to pronounce their own name.
Yeah. Mascara with a floral scent. So what, when you're standing close to a guy, ladies, you can bat your eyelashes and, you know, here comes the floral scent.
So what's the scent? Bacon?
Floral.
Yes.
No, floral. Yeah.
Oh, floral scent.
It's called Shocking. The mascara claims to give lashes a lot of full volume.
Because when you get to the cash register, that's what you'll be.
That's right. Lots of volume and no clumps. No clumps, of course. We hate to have clumpy eyelashes. Anyway, sells for $30.
I told you.
$30. The fragrance is unexpected and refreshing. Now, is it for you or is it for other people to smell? I mean, what's the purpose of it?
Yeah, because you're going to walk up, smell my eyes. What?
Yeah. Can't you see? You should smell my eyes.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Would you love to be a part of a Texas Christmas experience? Great news! Santa's Wonderland is now accepting applications for the coming Christmas season. Applications are online at santas-wonderland.com. That's santas-wonderland.com. Santa's Wonderland is looking for cashiers, food handlers, hayride drivers, greeters, parking attendants, and general labor. Santa's Wonderland is a Land of Lights Incorporated company and an equal opportunity employer, located in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Government is broken. How do we fix it? Send an Aggie to get the job done. Bob Yancey. A job-creating business owner and decorated Air Force veteran, Bob Yancey graduated from Texas A&M with a dream to succeed. Bob Yancey did. A devoted family man and Christian conservative, Bob Yancey founded a local business that uses free market competition to reduce healthcare costs while increasing the quality of care. Bob Yancey wants to apply his proven business skills to government because lower taxes, less spending, and fewer regulations mean more jobs. And Bob Yancey believes Texans should run Texas. That's why he'll stand up to Obama and the Washington liberals. Bob Yancey is endorsed by former Republican Party of Texas Chairman Kathy Adams and by Roger Lewis and David Kent, who led the Republican Party of Brazos County for more than 20 years. The conservative Republican choice for state representative, Bob Yancey.
Political ad paid for by the Bob Yancey campaign.
Just Brakes.
Bah, humbug. My brakes squeak.
During the holidays, Just Brakes will install new front and rear pads, machine rotors, and perform a brake safety and car maintenance check for $99.88.
Just $99.88? Do you gift wrap?
With our lifetime parts and labor warranty.
Front and rear pads gift wrapped in a lifetime warranty for $99.88? That's a holiday treat. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Most vehicles. Offer ends December 31st. Additional repairs at additional cost are required or suggested on most cars. See store for guarantee terms.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. No matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. What do you reckon Paula Deen's giving out at her house?
Come on in, y'all.
Butter.
Y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
big,
butter.
Big balls of butter.
I mean, really? That'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it? Yeah. Butter.
Well, hello. Hi, how are you?
A man in England got a phone built into his arm.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's only got one arm, though. The other is prosthetic. The London Sun claims 50-year-old Trevor Prido is the first person in the world to have his phone built into his prosthetic limb. That's kind of interesting.
Hope he likes his phone.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm guessing you can't just go in and change that out.
Yeah.
I'd like to upgrade.
Yeah.
Do that for you?
Thanks.
Are the new 2012 arm phones out?
Yeah. What's the scariest job? Did we talk about this over the weekend? According to a survey from CareerBuilder.com, bomb squad technician would be number one. Yep. I'm thinking so.
Yeah. They made a movie about that, didn't they?
They did. Military. Yeah, they really did. High-rise window washer and armed forces member. Minor police officer and Alaskan crab fisherman came in next.
I disagree with all of those.
Where are you going with?
Kindergarten teacher.
Well, you know, you're right.
That's right.
Scares the bejesus out of me.
They can hit you and you can't hit back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ford has announced an upcoming addition to their Sync voice-activated technology that will enable parents to prevent their young drivers from receiving text messages or phone calls using the system. The new Do Not Disturb feature will be added to the existing MyKey technology, which allows parents to program a child's key to limit top speed, prevent operation without safety belts being fastened, and limit other functions in the interest of safety. You're liking this, huh? Now that you're a grown-up, you're liking this.
No, actually, everything except the limit top speed, really?
When activated...
Dude, you do know the speed limit's 70. No, let me go 60.
When activated... Dude, this is the last time we're riding with him. When activated, callers will be diverted to voicemail and text messages will be saved for later viewing.
Only if I could customize that message.
Okay, what do you want it to say?
Well... Hi, you know, this is so-and-so's dad, and she can't answer the phone right now because I've, you know, and just, I don't know, you could have fun with it.
You could. You really could. Because I care what she's doing while she should be driving the car.
So by all means, leave her a message now. I will get that message and then maybe relay it to
her.
Yeah,
yeah. After I screen her message, mm-hmm. I may clear it. Drivers will still be able to make voice-activated outgoing calls using the Bluetooth-enabled smartphones. Paired with Sync, but that's Ford that's doing that. So see how that works out. I'm thinking that there'll probably be some kiddos who won't like that very much. Anyway,
Let's see what. Oh, got a little entertainment news, but I'm going to save that because Tom will be doing it for us in just a minute.
Priests in Poland must have run out of things to bless because now they're blessing manhole covers.
Oh.
City officials in Lodz, Poland, have asked priests to bless all the manhole covers to prevent them from being stolen. The city recently replaced all 4,000 covers after thieves swiped them for their scrap metal. 4,000 manhole covers? Anyway, so they're going to do that. Some locals aren't happy about the priest's action. One unidentified resident said if they think... a few prayers will keep all those manhole covers safe from thieves. They've got another think coming. About 3 minutes till. We never take a phone call at this time, but we will this morning. Hello? Hello?
Talked to a guy yesterday, lost his keys to his truck, borrowed his son's key, had to drive 55 all the way to San Antonio.
Wow.
Unintended consequences. You got to love that. Well, make sure the boy drives safe. God dang, whose idea was this? How stupid was that? All right, let me see on this date in history.
I love this part.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know what I did with it.
You know, it went on away. This date in history, Scott lost his show prep.
I did. It went away. I don't know what happened on this date in history.
If you'll give me just a second.
Okay. I'm just sick about this. Go ahead and you can do it.
Michelle Phillips married Dennis Hopper on this date. They divorced 8 days later in 1970.
How did it last so long? He's pretty weird.
Yeah. There you go. Elizabeth Taylor divorced Larry Pratinsky. That was finalized in 1996 on this date.
Among important things, turning the world on its ear, this date in 1517, that little squatty monk posted that 95 theses on the door of Wittenberg Palace Church.
Squatty monk?
Yeah.
Martin Luther.
Yeah. Martin Luther. He was kind of a dumpy fella. Yeah. Uh-huh. This date in 1926, Harry Houdini died.
He did,
Detroit.
Didn't he?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Had a ruptured appendix.
And the day after his War of the Worlds broadcast had panic radio listeners, Orson Welles expressed deep regret about doing this. We used to run that on the old radio show a long, long time ago. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Got a minute and a half.
Okay, the Puss in Boots animated movie.
What is that about?
Was number one.
It did like $34 million in business.
$34 million. Antonio Banderas' voice. It's a Shrek spinoff, evidently. There you go.
A Shrek spinoff?
That's what it says here.
I never saw Puss in Boots and Shrek. Was
voice,
he in it?
Yeah,
he was. Shrek 2 and 3, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
There
okay.
you go. Paranormal Activity 3 was second. That's Justin Timberlake sci-fi. And End Time opened number 3. And The Adventures of Tintin had $19 million for the weekend. And then it was next. Now, get this. Chase, is this creepy? Trigger. You know, Trigger was stuffed by Roy Rogers.
Right. Well, no, Roy Rogers had him stuffed. I don't think Trigger.